Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and we're having a show today on energy. How does it work? How important is it? And we have our guest today is T. Love, who I'm going to introduce in a couple minutes here. I just wanted to tell everybody that we will be doing readings in the latter part of the show, so hang in there with us and just sit back and learn, because I think you're going to learn a lot about energy today. Let's introduce T. Love and bring her on. She has a show here on Block Talk Radio. It's called Energy Awareness. She's a Reiki master, certified sound therapist and teacher, as well as a contributing editor for Elevated Existent magazine and Natural Awakening. Natural Awakenings. She focuses on how energy affects every aspect of our lives, and she can teach you. It's the ideal. Raising awareness and consciousness and the vibration so you can live the best life possible. Welcome her to the show, T. Love. How are you?
I'm quite well. Thank you, Johnny, for inviting me. This is such a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here. And Desiree, are you with us?
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for joining us. We welcome everyone out there that's listening to us. We just really appreciate you calling in, and we're going to have a wonderful day learning all about energy.
Yes, we are. So, T, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your show.
Sure. I am a Reiki master, and you said the word perfectly, and
you.
A sound therapist. I use quartz crystal singing bowls in my sessions with patients and or clients. And I host Energy Awareness Radio, as you said, here on Blog Talk Radio. It's on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m., and we discuss topics of every kind because, let's face it, every single thing that you see, feel, touch, and things that you don't even see, feel, or touch are made of energy. So we have a lot of things to talk about, and we just put it all together. We only do a one-hour show. So this is amazing that you do 3 hours every night. I'm in awe of you, Donnie.
Yes. Sometimes I'm kind of amazed at myself to get through those things. But, you know, sometimes our show, it's the idea when you're talking about energy and everything. It's amazing energy that I feel like we generate here at this show. I think that's what gets me going and keeps me going through the show.
Sure. Absolutely.
So I thought it was just one of those things. I saw your page, and I also listened to your show from time to time as much as I can, busy as I am. But I was just amazed with the whole thing, because I feel the same way about energy. I just never have really focused on it, but I do know the importance, and I know everything's made of energy, even things, rocks, and whatever you call it, you know, anything and everything's got energy.
Everything, right, even the atmosphere. Even the atmosphere, I mean, everything, seen and unseen, is made of energy, and it's very malleable. You can manipulate energy. It's pliable, so you can do, once you learn how to control your own energy, you can learn to shift things within your own body, and you can heal yourself. You know, you don't really need to go to anybody else, but most people don't take the time to tune into their own bodies and be aware of how much energy they have and what they can do to try to manipulate their own energy.
Right. No, I understand that before. I've actually done the same thing with mine before, too, where I've actually taken... I studied this book, can't remember the author of the book, but it's a book called Quantum Healing,
mm-hmm.
where it talks about the transfer of energy and the focus of making, as he called it, energy fields around people's injuries, where they tap into your energy to heal themselves, but also when they tap into you, it's like tapping into another computer that has a perfect program to heal
mm-hmm.
a program that's not perfect. So it's like you're both working together to heal each other.
That's a perfect analogy. I use it sometimes myself that, you know, it's like using a computer. If you have, you need to run McAfee sometimes on your computer or Norton Utilities in order to fix what's wrong. So it removes all the negative energy when you're using positive energy, and it only puts positive energy into your body. And you're really calibrating yourself is what you're doing. You're setting the body up to heal.
Right.
I was wondering about using energy. How do you begin? How do you learn about it? How do you perceive it? Telling the audience today, anyone that never heard about it, what would you do for baby steps?
Yeah, and people do need baby steps. For me, it was quite a different journey. I had heard about Reiki and didn't know what it was. And you know how sometimes you hear a word and then all of a sudden, it's like buying a car. You want a certain car and then you never see it on the road, and until the day you get yours, now everybody owns that car. I heard about Reiki 17 years ago, and, you know, I heard it, and I thought, well, what is that? I want to know more about it. And then all of a sudden, it was everywhere, and I started hearing about it. And there are classes you can take, and I would tell anyone to find a Reiki master and make sure that they are indeed a Reiki master, because I am aware of people who float around and have Reiki master written on business cards, and I'll start to talk to them, and I'll realize they cannot be a master because they don't know what I'm talking about. So you have to be careful,
right.
And you have to have a Reiki master. And go to that person and find out what it is that they require courses for you to take. There's usually 3 or 4 for you to become attuned to Reiki energy. And there are many different methods. It's not just Reiki. There's quantum touch. There's hands-on healing. There's matrix energetics. There's so many different things that are all the same thing. It's just what you feel comfortable with. And I've taken all of them, but I really had a high resonance with Reiki, and that is what seems to fit with me. And I've seen many magical things happen. Any things that people think can't happen, but you should start with a good Reiki master who will teach you and take the time with you. And, you know, to go to one of these classes at night at a college where they're attuning 50 or 60 people in the audience is not going to give you what you need to really be a good Reiki practitioner.
Right. So with the situation with this being Reiki, is it, with the situation, how am I going to put this, when you're doing a session with somebody, isn't it also like doing a psychic session? Because you do pick up things from people when you're working with energy, right?
Yes, you absolutely do. However, there are people who do Reiki sessions, and after every session they give the person a reading. I do not do that. I know that metaphysics is involved in this. However, when I was learning, I wanted to find out if there was science behind it. What's the science behind this, and how far will this get me? Will this really be a good career for me?
Right.
And so I started taking quantum physics courses. And the more quantum physics courses I took, the more I realized that this stuff works. And the more I was introduced to people like Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, different astronauts who understand energy and the flow of it and how it works and how it can change things. And it was really quite interesting because I also learned there are many clinical trials and many studies that have been done that prove that, you know, Reiki is definitely, or any energy therapy really, when used properly, is definitely something that works. Now, the psychic part, yes, you have to be somewhat intuitive because, and everybody is, it's just a matter of strengthening it. It's like tuning a muscle. If you don't flex muscle, they're not going to become strong. So when you are working on people, you have to feel blocks in their body, in their auric field, and you feel them on all levels. It's emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, and vibrational, and you're healing on all of those levels. So you're picking up information, and you do get information from them. And sometimes I will say to people when a session is over, okay, I kept getting George. Who's George? And they'll tell me, and it's usually somebody who's passed on. And I'll just say, well, they were here helping with the session. But I don't give readings per se after recession. You know, I don't do what you do, Donnie. You know, I just, I use the intuition part to find the blocks in the system. And when I do Reiki, I'm also playing the balls. So my crystal balls come into play, and I find the blocks in the person's body as I'm working over them. I never touch my client or my patient. I am just working in their auric field, and yet you can feel all of the fields. And then that tells me which balls I need to play, and that's where the intuition comes up, and that releases the blocks in the system so that their bodies can be calibrated, which is what I'm doing, so that they can heal.
Right. No, I was just asking because I've actually had a session with somebody before. And as we were going through the session, they started picking things up with me. As they were picking up certain blockages and that kind of thing, when I was 10 years old, I was telling you before, I was in a drowning accident. When this lady, in the process of doing this, it was like 3 years ago, when she started picking these things up, and I drowned when I was 10. When she was doing her session on me, she said she would see a dark mass on my chest, around my lung areas, but she also said she'd seen a mass on the back of my neck, too. And I said, really, tell me some more. And she said, well, I also see two or seven rivers. I said, okay, that's really nice. She goes, why is that? I said, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's where I drowned. It was two intersecting rivers. And I said, they pulled me up by the hair of my head because I had to put someone on a tree limb because the current was so strong they couldn't put anybody in the water. So they pulled me up by the hair of my head. And I guess the dark mass around my chest was actually from when I drowned with the water in my lungs and stuff. So it was pretty interesting to watch it all happen. But also I did notice her too. She never touched me.
Yeah.
She never physically touched me, but she was like, I could feel the energy moving around as she was moving from part to part to part.
Yeah.
It was kind of embarrassing because what happened was she came to my shop when I was in Colorado. She came in for, and then I charged her for it, and she looked at me. She's like, "That's too small." I have to do something for you, because $20 is not enough. I said,
"No,
it's okay." I said, it's okay. And I also end up, I have this situation where if I'm, say I'm doing a session, my angels have a tendency to tell me about a certain deck of cards. If they should, and usually I have a tendency to pass them on to somebody else. So I did the same thing with her. So she was like, no, I can't take these cards. I said, yes, you can. Because I'm expected to give these cards to you. So I was sitting there talking to her, and she's like, she finally just basically bullied me into another $20. And I said, I'm okay with this. You know, the $40 is fine. She's like, I don't think so. And she said, I need to do a session on you. And I've always been told when things start happening, just go with the flow on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it was like two people crossed paths for some reason. So I was I said, okay, no problem. Well, she started doing this session, so I'm sitting in the chair, and I'm kind of like leaning toward the doorway, but I have a door to the side of me, which is out to the street. Because I was around the main street. And I'm sitting there going, okay, fine. So she's doing the Reiki thing, and she's got the thing going on with the energy. She moves down to my legs, and she's working around my legs and my knees. All of a sudden, the cops show up the door, and I'm sitting there going, just the way she was positioned, I'm sitting there going, this don't look good. That was just like, okay, hi, guys. I'm sort of going, why are there cops at my door? So I opened the door. He said, have you ever heard of so-and-so? And I knew the girl's first name, but I didn't know her last name. I said, is that you? And she goes, yeah, that's me. What's up? And her husband had reported her missing like in 4 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, boy, what a control freak. That's only I could pick over the phone. I was like, man, he just won't leave you alone. He was just real. And I guess that's the reason she even came there in the first place, because he was just being. And it's kind of funny how people with energy and psychics and the kind of stuff, how we attract certain people.
Well, that's energy, isn't
it? Yeah, so. Yeah, it's definitely the energy pointing out, and I think we're like lights to the fly sometimes with certain people that do come to us. Not to be anybody. I'm just saying people who are, most people would consider problems are just people who have issues, and they're, I guess it's one of those things being attracted to a certain higher vibration of energy for that healing. I guess.
Exactly. You know, the people come to you that need you, and the universe sends them to you because they need you. And we, as individuals, whether you're a light worker or a psychic, whatever it is that you do, if you are putting out, or anybody, it doesn't even matter if you're a light worker or not, anybody who's putting out a negative energy is going to attract people who are negative and who have those, you know, dark days a lot. And then if you have positive energy, you will be attracting those energies. So you always want to stay positive, because you don't really want to bring in the dark energy. You don't need people who are always down around you. It only brings you down. And that's all energy working. And you will notice a difference if you start doing positive affirmations to get yourself out of the doldrums. You'll notice that people that, who then are attracted to you are people who are like-minded and who are also doing positive things with their life.
Mm-hmm. So it could be a situation if you're working with people. If you're working with people that are having negative situations that you're actually helping them with, mm-hmm. by helping them, you could also attract other people that in that same light. But you could also mm-hmm. attract people that are connected to that person as well. True?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I work with a lot of cancer patients. It seems to be huge for me. And I also work with a lot of people who have issues that are more psychological, like bipolar disorder, ADD, ADHD. And, you know, a lot of doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, oncologists send me their patients. And it does help. What I do with them does help so that they have a more stable ground. They are more grounded and more centered, and therefore they are going to heal a lot faster. And they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would agree with that one. Yeah, because I've actually seen things myself. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying before, I've actually taken energy myself. I was living in Colorado, and I had a tooth in the back of my jaw. So for some reason, I didn't know this, but I guess you can take in too much calcium, and you can also take mm-hmm. in too much fluoride, which will actually weaken your teeth. Mine collapsed, which was very painful. So I sit mm-hmm. there and said, okay, I was studying that book on quantum healing, and I said, okay, this put it to test. So I was sitting there, it took me 3 hours. I just kept constantly taking constant energy into my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 years later, something happened to the, I don't know what it was. It felt like, I always say, it felt like what a rope does when you pull on it. Kind of makes that weird noise, that, you know,
yeah.
kind of stuff. And often it did that, and then it never hurt. It's never hurt since then.
Yeah, that's great. See?
I just thought it was amazing what you can do with that. Whoa!
And you probably were able to do that a little bit more easily than, let's say, you know, just somebody walking around who isn't into psychic realm or light work or anything like that, because you are of the higher vibration. When you're of a higher vibration, mm-hmm. it's easier to call the energy. And Desiree asked a question before and said, what are the baby steps? And probably if you didn't want to go and take a course and seek out a Reiki master or someone who's qualified to certify you in some form of energy therapy, probably what you should do is, and people don't think they can't do it, meditation is key. Just sit. Just sit for 1 or 2 minutes a day. If you're talking on the phone with a friend for half an hour every night, put the timer on for 25 minutes and save the next 5 minutes for you. Just sit and just try to just let your mind go blank. And as thoughts come into your head, just observe them and let them go. And you will find that when you're doing that, you're opening yourself up to allow your body to relax and to heal, and you will be able to start to bring in energy on your own.
Right. Now, I thought it was amazing that you were talking about the study of this, but also wanting to study the science that goes behind it.
Mm-hmm. Great strides
have
been made. I mean, Dr. Mehmet Oz, and I'm sure you're familiar with him. He has the show, The Dr. Oz Show. And last year, on January 8th, he had a bunch of healthcare practitioners on, people who were doing acupressure and toning and herbalists, and I can't remember all the people they had on. And then he said, I think this is probably the most important alternative medicine treatment of all alternative medicine treatments, and he introduced his Reiki master, who goes into his surgeries with him. Now, this man is a heart surgeon. You know, he's not removing, you know, splinters from people's hands. He's doing really, you know, quite the job here. And he brings in a Reiki master, and the New York Times Magazine did a study on him. And they wanted to see, okay, what happens when the Reiki master is in the room and what happens when the Reiki master is not in the OR. And they realized that when the Reiki master was in the OR, the bypass patients did not have the usual postoperative leg pain or weakness. They
mm-hmm.
did not have postoperative depression. And the transplant patients, none of them rejected the organ. However, when the Reiki master wasn't in the room, one or more of those things occurred.
Really?
Yes. And Dr. Oz is actually married to a Reiki master, so he's bombarded with this on a daily basis, I'm quite sure. Lisa Oz, she's just written a book.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of science, a lot of clinical trials have been done. I have seen in my own work, I've seen people come in with cancer only to go to a doctor a week later and the doctor say, you don't have cancer. Now, they were told they did. One woman had a mass on her breast. She came to a concert, because I play in concert. I do concerts frequently, once a month, and she came to a concert, and she laid there, and I went over, and I played the heart chakra ball on her, mm-hmm. and she left, and the next day she called me and said, I've been to 3 surgeons who want to do surgery on me, and today I just went to a female, and she did her own MRIs after the one I just had last week. She did an ultrasound and MRI, and she said there's nothing there. And she said, I think it was because I came to the concert. And I said, well, you know, very well could be. You know,
right.
And I must say that it is not me. I am a conduit. And when people, when there are some, this is why you have to be careful who you're getting to your energy therapist. You want to get someone who understands that the ego goes away. You can't have that. You have to be a conduit, a pure and good conduit, and bring the energy in and bring it to the person. I know it's not me, and I love the fact that people call me and tell me when something good like that happens because I'm amazed. And they always say to me, but why are you amazed? And I say, because I just know it works, and I just think it's fabulous. I love being amazed. I don't want to lose that.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that completely, because people look at me like, I'll be sitting there doing readings, and they're like, I'll sit back and go, wow, that was cool, man. I picked that up, too.
Yeah.
This one is new. I said, yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years. They said, you've been doing this for 20 years, and you're still that happy about when things like that happen, you pick up things up, or people are just amazed?
Yeah.
I said, yes, I am. And it was like you were talking about the science behind the thing. I did the same thing with palm readings. I was actually studying palm reading, and I actually do palm readings, too. But it was one of those things of understanding it and getting all the information I could, because I want to be really good at it. So I was starting to study the science behind it, too. And there is a very strong science behind it as well, where it's the idea the hands are attached to the brain. So, because it's like every time you want to do something, if you get angry with somebody, you want to hit them. It's like an instant reflex with your hands going for, like you take all the hands, all the fingers and everything, you put them together, you take all those forces, and you just want to hit somebody. But it's also the same effect when you love somebody, you also want to touch them too, but just in a different way. But it's always the hands that react first. And I've done so many palm readings for people that it's not the idea of bragging. It was just the idea that I'm also an empath. So when I pick things up with people, I just don't read you. I'm not just reading the palm itself. I'm picking up everything about you that's associated with those fingers, which to me backs up the science as saying the brain is directly connected to your hand. So I tell everybody, you know, the more information and the more knowledge you get, it just makes you better at what you do. So there's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
And if you got to go through the whole situation, if you don't feel comfortable going to school, I feel like that angels and guides and those things are also teachers as well. So whichever way is better for you, comfortable, you can go through those whole things. But like you said, you can tell when somebody who's trying to claim that there's something have no idea what they're talking about, because they just haven't done the school. I call it the schooling, because, you know, reading books and following your angels.
You're still learning, absolutely.
So, you know, it's one of those things, like I said, it's kind of amazing when you said that. To this day, you still get excited about everything that goes along with this whole thing. I tell everybody, this is what it's all about when you actually put yourself into something you actually do love and you just want to do it more and more and more. People out there complaining, you're too busy complaining about your life. You're missing it. But when we're working and we're living our lives because we're also what we love to do. So, see, there's a connection there. That's why we're not telling you to try to direct you somewhere where you're not comfortable or whatever. It's just the ideal of, I feel like if everybody on this planet was doing exactly what they wanted to do, we would be
a much better place, wouldn't we?
And have egos. And people understand one thing too about the ego. The ego will always be there. But the more you focus on spirituality and the more you focus on your true being, that it goes dormant, but it's still there. So you have to keep the focus on positive energy and your positive thought and positive thinking, because if you don't, then you can reawaken it. But what you're doing is you're taking the energy and directing it into a different direction instead of giving it to the ego to live on. Wouldn't you agree?
I absolutely do agree. As a matter of fact, I had a woman on my radio show I think it was in the spring. Her name is Alicia, and I can't remember her last name. And she had written a book on stress management. And she was talking, and I was listening to her, and then I realized she said something profound that I just had to write down. And for some reason, I missed it, and I was waiting for her to say it again. And she did say it again, and I wrote it down, and I liked it so much that I went to the company wallwritten.com, and I had them do it in vinyl so I could burnish it on the wall in my Reiki room. So when people come in for a treatment, it's one of the first things I say before I place my hands. I don't say it out loud. I say it to myself before I place my hands over them. And what it is it says, I will that my ego is in service to my soul. Alicia Akkad, that's her name. I knew I'd get it. And I called her and I said, do you mind if I do this? I love what you said. And she said, oh, no, go ahead. And I always give her credit for it. But can you imagine I and then a capital W on the word will? That's an intention. I will that my ego is in service to my soul. It puts my ego exactly where it needs to be before I put my hands into somebody's auric field. Okay, you stay out of it, ego. It's not about you. This is about energy coming through. And I like that.
That's good. Yeah, that's really good.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, something you keep incorporated. I think a lot of people is like, yeah, you know, listen to that whole situation and be amazed where it takes you from. Because I was telling a friend of mine, I was telling some clients that I have, where it was something I came across that was really nice because the way it came, reinforces the first part. Because I can't remember who I was reading on one of the shows here on Blog Talk Radio. I can't remember. I need to go find that so I can actually give her credit for it too. But it was just the way she said, if you're looking for a financial blessing, then say a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. But she said instead of reaffirming it, because she said I feel like when you reaffirm it, you're really doubting it.
Yes.
Because when you sit there and she goes, basically when you make an order in a catalog and you send it to the company, you don't have to order it three or four times. You just order it one time.
Right.
And you get, so she said what you need to do is you need to follow up and say another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week, which reinforces the first one because you're now waiting for the second one. So it just gives the energy to the first one to happen even quicker, and then it's like a domino effect.
Yes.
And but when you sit there and listen to those things over and over again, the one thing you keep coming up with that you can't get away from is that you're focusing on energy.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you focus on happens. And I was, you were talking about science because I was sitting thinking about the study that I actually read on too, where scientists were sitting focusing and trying to understand the idea of energy and manifestation. So they found out that when you focus on energy and there's consciousness intersected into energy, it takes on the form of what that person's thinking about. But when you're not focused on it, the energy just falls into a mass of basically formless. But when you're focusing on it, that energy, when it's directed to a certain thing, it starts taking on the form of exactly what's on your mind. So the thought and the frequency and the energy that you're directing that way starts actually becoming what you're thinking about.
Sure, that's a whole process. Well, of manifestation.
Right. I was also telling a friend of mine, so think about that for a minute. Let's go for the deeper picture here. It also says that the universe cannot exist without consciousness being intersected into it to create it. So therefore, I said, isn't it kind of funny that even scientists, and when you start getting to the science part of it and the spiritual part of the whole thing, you put them both together, it kind of it reaffirms that God does exist. And every time I said, the more I do this work, the more examples that I have of that exact same comment of that God does exist. And I said, people can't walk around going, I don't see it. And I'm sitting here going, then you must be walking with blinders on.
Well, they're walking in a different journey.
Well, thank you. Hello, everybody. Is anybody there? I'm getting so sick of this crap, you know? All right, let's try this again. Hello.
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 That was
okay,
weird. I guess Skype just decided to take a hike.
Die.
Yeah, I had to redo the whole thing again. It was like I was sitting there and it does that weird noise where it sounds like a big water drop going.
Yeah, so I just dialed it all over again.
Yeah, it's good it dials it in for me, but I mean, how come we can't get it right the first time? Anyway,
well, that's no energy.
Yeah.
It is.
I was sitting there talking and saying, okay, Angels, could you please help us out here? Just keep it going for the next 3 hours. And
yeah,
after that,
you know,
can do whatever you want to do.
That's
and
right.
Thank you on that.
It's manifestation because when that woman that you mentioned who also has a radio show and was talking to you about that, when she says don't place the order too many times because, you know, that's causing doubt, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
What she's talking about is letting go. And you only need to do something once and let go. But people have difficulty letting go. They harp on things and they obsess. And if you find a ritual, and they did a scientific study, actually, of people, they said, we're going to have you make decisions. And one group, they said, just make your decisions and go about your life. And the other group, they said, when you make a decision, we want you to go and wash your hands immediately from the decision that you made and tell us what happens. So they went back to both groups 6 months later, and the first group that, you know, made decisions and just went about their life said, well, yeah, you know, some of them followed through, but some of them didn't. And the other group said, because they had a document, everything, every time I made a decision and washed my hands, it happened, because they let go.
Yeah.
The ritual was washing your hands like Pontius Pilate, I'm washing my hands of it and just let it go. That's just a ritual. And sometimes we need to bring rituals into our lives in order to make things happen, to make us realize, and, you know, we have to have trust in the universe because the universe is all consciousness and we are all part of that consciousness, so therefore we are all part of the universe. We are, and if you think of the universe as God or spirit, we are all spirit.
So would you happen to know what that lady's name is? I'd like to give her credit for that.
No, you mentioned it, and I didn't know who it was, but I thought it was cool what she said.
I got to find her. But it's like one of those things I've been reading and trying to really listen to a lot of shows here. I didn't realize how many shows there were, so I was trying to take. I can take a 5 or 10 minute thing in here and that kind of thing, but it was just kind of interesting that there are a lot of genuine people out there, a lot of them, and kind of puts it in the situation of why vast consciousness has a tendency to go more positive at times, and there's other times it doesn't, where we're being, I guess, persuaded by the economy or whatever it is. But
I also think the consciousness raising has something to do with it, and I think that right now we're coming up in the year 2012, so we've got the end of the Mayan calendar, which everyone is thinking, oh, is that the end of the world? And yes, it is, but not the end of the physical world. It's the end of the world as you know it. We're raising our consciousness now, and you can already see that people are changing and doing better things and more things that are, you know, to raise consciousness levels and to be more kinder and compassionate, and we see it all over the world. And so that's the way the world has changed.
Right, but it's kind of crazy when we sit here and think about the situation of taking so much into a calendar of a culture that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not downing them for what they accomplished, but sometimes when you look at these things and the culture and this civilization, when you really start looking at it deeper, you start seeing things that they understood a lot of things too. Someone asked me, so what do you think happened to them? I said, I think they just got back on their ship and left. Because a culture just like that just disappears that quickly. You just kind of like wonder, look at it going, is it possible it could have happened? Just that simple. But the calendar also, if you sit and look at it, even the calendar explains to everybody that we've gone through these things before where one ends and one begins. So the idea of focusing and saying, oh, the world's going to come to an end, I don't understand. That's just mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. It is.
I've studied all the three. I study ancient history and cultures like that and everything, and just the idea of looking at things, it's amazing how people take out little facts, which makes it more scarier, because if you do take out certain facts, it points to one thing, and I think they do it on purpose. But I also think there's
a proportion
of their own. I'm sorry, go ahead.
they just blow it out of proportion, sensationalize and get people going, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think in this case, people are looking at it and saying, you know, there is a shift happening right now. You can feel it energetically. You can feel that you can feel the magnetic pole moving. And everybody thinks, well, the magnetic pole is a North Pole. No, it's not. The North Pole is a North Pole, and the magnetic pole is about 100 miles west of the North Pole. And it is moving. And you can tell last year in the summertime, I believe it was along the California coast, there were, I don't know how many whales that beached themselves. Within like a week, all these whales were up and down the coast of California, and it was unbelievable. Whales use radar to get where they're going, and they're using the radar based on magnetic north. Magnetic north is moving east, so they're moving east, so they're beaching themselves. So there is a shift going on, and it's magnetic, and therefore it's energetic, and people are feeling it, and that's a good thing because you're feeling it, and you're becoming aware and more conscious, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah, because it's like looking at people going, don't you understand the idea of energy itself? Because, I mean, birds, you also start noticing birds, and when they're migrating, have a tendency to lose direction as well. So they're all...
Well, look at the weather.
Yeah,
the weather.
Yes, and it's also the situation, too, that people don't realize that back in history, the poles have actually switched. The axis of the Earth has actually changed as well. So.
Yes, and that's moving constantly, so it's changing bit by bit because, you know, we're not round, we're a sphere. And it's just all of this, everything, I think it was Greg Braden. Yes, it was Greg Braden. I remember going to a seminar of his once, and he was talking about what is the one thing that joins everyone together. And I sat there and I thought, oh, I'm not going to say what everybody else is going to say. I think everybody's going to say love, and I'm going to be wrong. So he called on people, and I'm sitting there. I wouldn't raise my hand. And I'm sitting there going, I think it's compassion. I really do. And then he said it was compassion, and I thought, oh, I must have picked that up telepathically because I'm not that smart. He was explaining, but I really think it is compassion. That's why when you see things happen, a tsunami happens, or there's an earthquake somewhere foreign, that's why you help these people, because you feel the compassion. You don't love. Love is too personal. No matter what level it is, it's too personal. Compassion's not. You can feel compassion for anyone. And I think that's what connects everybody. And that is a huge form of energy. It's a wonderful form of energy. And I think that's what's growing right now is compassion, the awareness of compassion.
Yeah, it was
beautiful.
No, it's a beautiful thing because I was like telling everybody, I said, you're not responsible for nobody but yourself, but it doesn't mean you can't be compassionate and help somebody else out as well.
Right.
You know, that's not actually what we call reaching down and helping someone, pulling them up. You're just being there, being supportive, being compassionate because of the situation you're in. So it's not like, you know, I call interfering in a person's their spiritual path. Everybody's on a different path.
Sure,
that's why we shouldn't judge anybody.
You don't want to interfere and you don't want to enable. You just want to be there for them in whatever capacity they need. That's compassion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the word
I agree.
Enable.
I agree. Yep.
What's the situation of getting into energy and that kind of stuff? I mean, was there something in your past, I always ask this from time to time. Do you think that you could trace your interest in energy back to other past lives as well?
Oh yes. There's no doubt. I've had past life regressions, and I'm told that I was a medicine woman in one. Which is interesting because that's energy work right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was also some kind of person in the British Army at one point, supposedly, or what some. It was very interesting, but I think the energy stuff comes from back in Egypt. I was told I was in Egypt at one point, and, you know, all those cultures that we supposedly may have lived in, they were big on energy. They some of them knew a lot more than we think we're so smart, you know, and we put things aside that really could help us a lot if you just thought about it for a moment or two, you know, and... It's quite interesting, and I've always just really been interested in figuring things out. Why? Why does something work? But I want to know why. I don't want to know it works. I want to know why. And maybe that's me doubting and not having enough trust, but I always wanted to know the why. So when I heard about Reiki and I took the courses, and I thought, this is really interesting. This is cool stuff, and there's science behind it. And the National Institute of Health is doing Reiki trials all the time. So, you know, it is something they're looking at energy therapy as a means of helping people. And I think for me in this lifetime, it just happened that from the time I was a child, I liked, like, herbs and how they could – I remember my great-grandmother would tell us to use a plantation leaf if you got cut because it would draw out what anything that was germy inside the cut and you wouldn't get an infection. And
right.
She had all these different remedies from, she was directly from Poland. So she had all these remedies that she passed down to my grandmother and my mother, and then I learned them. And so for me in this life, that's where that started, I think. But I'm sure there's a tie to past lives based on some of the life regressions I've had.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, sometimes you can ask the question, what led you to energy in this lifetime? But it just seems more fascinating to trace it back and realize it's something that's probably evolved from previous lifetimes to where you're at now.
Don't you think that we work on each lifetime based on the last one and bring things in from others so that we're constantly mm-hmm. learning and evolving?
Right.
I mean, I think that we are. I think that, you know, you work on, you don't remember your past lives, and if you have a past life regression, then you can learn things, but you don't necessarily remember. But it's interesting the things you find out about yourself, and you think, oh, that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you have a tendency to put more into it, or else... some things I tell people, I said, go back and check out, because I do past life regressions for people and past life readings. And it was like one thing that amazed me about the whole thing. I said, just because you go back and find out something that helps you understand something in this life doesn't mean you always have to get rid of it or let go of it. It's just the idea of understanding why you do it. And maybe it's something you can turn into a positive trait as well, too. I don't think it's something you give up. I mean, I've done a lot of work with people, too, and I'm trying to understand that your negative and your positive traits makes who you are. So if you take one or take one or the other one away, you only have half a person. So it's the idea of understanding why you have all those traits and work with them to we can actually turn those things into a positive. Everyone.
Sure. Yeah, and when you have, at least if you're aware of the negative things, I mean, I know that I'm always on time. I'm always on time. I cannot stand it when people are consistently late. When they are so, every single time they're consistently late, there are people, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. But you know what? That's their journey. That's who they are. And once I realized that and thought, you know what? It has nothing to do with me. It's them.
Right.
Don't let it get to you. You know? And,
yeah.
and that was easier to get over than people who text while they're in your presence pretend that they're having lunch with you. That I can't tolerate. I haven't figured that one out yet because that's just rude.
Right. No, I understand that one. But it's amazing how you sit and talk to people and say, okay, it's very easy that sometimes the things that you see, you can't understand why other people can't see them. Because I was actually working with a client about an hour ago before I actually came on the air, and she had called me and said that she couldn't understand why this guy was blocking her now. And as we went and proceeded to go in the conversation, we realized one thing. I said, he's blocking what can't happen. And I said, if you sit there and listen, you two really reflect each other. I said, ask yourself what you're doing right now. And she's like, is it possible I might be blocking things too? And I'm like, think about that for a minute. I said, he's blocking things, and you can't understand why. And when you're blocking things, and I can't understand why you're doing that either. So you two are really reflecting each other right now. So take a look at that. There's a lot of energy going on between the two of those two, and a lot of past lives as well. But it was kind of amazing how she's so close to the situation that she couldn't see that this guy is actually going through the same things that he's going through.
Sure, she can't see the forest for the trees because she's in it.
Right, so the energy there would be, that's what I'm saying. I feel the energy from people all the time. I know exactly what's going on with them. You know, I tell people all the time, the idea of living, the idea of progression also means, like you were saying before, everybody has psychic ability. It just depends how they develop that muscle. And it's come up many, many times, and I've told everybody, I said, me personally, I said, if you sit there, really think about it, everybody has psychic abilities. And I feel like the reason people have psychic abilities, or as some people call it, intuition, is to make better decisions. Because you can sense what you need to do. But I said, if you listen to that, to sit there and say, as being a psychic, if you're sitting there telling yourself or telling everybody else, psychics can't read themselves, you're contradicting the first statement.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can, but you need to learn how to trust that. And when people are learning to trust things, and I've seen the same thing with energy, the more you start really trusting that everything does exist as an energy, then you start seeing things in a different way. And then you do look past the point of saying there is no limitations, because there's no limitations on energy. And
right.
With reincarnation, it's the same thing. I think, how many times can you take energy and basically take it into form? How many forms can you do? It's infinite.
It's infinite. Yes. It's amazing, because energy is just ever expansive. So we're constantly expanding our energy. It depends on how we want to expand it, negatively or positively. And I think, for me anyway, lessons learned, some things are, if you try not to judge other people, because sometimes we're often quick to do that. Somebody does something and you think, oh, that's just wrong because whatever. If you try not to judge them, that's energy too. I mean, everything is, and you realize, we all have our own journey, and you know what? Nobody knows everybody's full story. And until you walk in their shoes and they've lived every moment, every millisecond of their life, you probably would do the exact same thing that you're judging right now. So when I heard that, I thought, that's absolutely right. I think Guy Finley told me that. He said, if you lived someone's life exactly the way they did, you would probably do the same thing that you are judging them for. Therefore, you have to sit there and say, you know what? We're all part of the big picture. We're all part of the puzzle. We all make up this great, wonderful consciousness, and we're trying to hold it together. And in order to do that, we have to really remember that I would do the same thing if I were in their shoes. And you have to know that. And then you can stop judging. And you can just shift the energy to a more positive flow. Right there, that takes away so much negative energy if people just stop judging.
Yeah, it does, because the energy is going in the wrong direction. We're all talking, hey, we love each other, we care about each other. I think you had it right in the first place when you're talking about focusing on compassion. Then maybe we would be in a situation where we'd understand and not, take a step back and go, you're right, if I was in the same position, I'd probably do the same thing.
Yep, and according to Guy Finley, there's no probably about it. You definitely would, because everything has every action has a reaction, and we all are playing a role. And if you were in their role, you would have to do the same thing in order to have the outcome be the way that the universe wants it to be. So when you look at it that way, from that perspective, and you realize, oh, yeah, given the exact same circumstances, and I mean every single thing, from getting an ouchie when they were 5 years old to growing up and being, Jeffrey Dahmer, you would do the exact same thing. And people think, there's no way. And it's like, yeah, you got to think about it from that perspective, from the perspective of the universe, and realize that there's a reason that these people are here. Everybody's here for a reason. And no matter how good or bad it is, there's a reason, lessons to be learned. And so, therefore, you would do the same thing. And it kind of takes away all the judgment.
Yeah, it does. It's like, because people will sit there and say that everything happens for a reason. And then the next statement, they're picking and choosing which ones did and which ones didn't. That was a coincidence right there. But this one definitely happened.
This one was a synchronicity,
yeah.
that was just a coincidence.
Yeah, but it's always like that. And you're sitting there going, I don't think so. I mean, I know the fact that from all the, from all the things I've been through and all the things I've learned, and even doing palm readings with people, it's just the idea of knowing that there are certain things that with palm readings. Like I told a friend, I said, this is how I read palms. I said, I believe that we're born, if you're right-handed, that's the hand you work with. Okay, that's the hand you're living your life with. It's the first one you pick up. But your left hand is your map hand. And they go, map hand? I said, yeah, it tells me what you were destined to do. And then I put the two together to see how close you are to staying on. And they're like, that's kind of neat. I said, I thought so too, but it's like you have something with you no matter where you go. And you can look down and go, okay, am I on the right path? And that's
simple.
If
you know how to respond, you can.
I'm just saying, but it's like I see a lot of people who really focus on themselves, who know themselves, can actually look at their hands and say, doesn't this mean this? And they always have it right. But they know themselves. Mm-hmm. Like some people know themselves better than other people, because a lot of people have to let their judgment of who they are, it usually comes through somebody else. I'm pretty sure we've seen this. I've done this with relationship counseling where I'm talking to a lady who was actually latched onto a guy, to complete her, literally. And then I said, they split up, and the guy goes, "Why is she so angry at me?" "Because you took her foundation away. Now she's angry at you because you just like split and didn't." I said, "It's not your fault. You know, you're like looking at me going, you have no idea what's going on." And of course you. But you know, I said, you can also look at the situation and see signs. He goes, "How's that?" If she likes everything about you, that's a problem, because I'm pretty sure you don't like everything about you. But she loves everything about you. So, of course she is, because that's how she's been taught. If you complete yourself, then you're going to love everything about you. And that's not how it works. You're going to love it. You're going to love yourself unconditionally because of the bad and the good. And see, she didn't have that little piece in there. So it makes more people to understand, okay, that's okay. Yeah, you're right. But it's the ideal of they have a tendency to focus and say we have a really strong connection. But they don't take it any further to find out what kind of connection that is. And I said, my biggest thing about that whole thing, I said, well, we all come from God. We all come from the same source. Of course we have a connection. We always will. But I said, the one thing you have to look at is some of us, like love. Love is an energy, too. It's the same energy. Mm-hmm. But it's expressed in different, it's love is love, but in certain situations, it's expressed in different ways.
Well, it's also hate.
Right. And it's another thing, too, when we talk about girls coming up to me and saying, "I'm over this guy. I hate him." I said, "No." I said, "You're not over him." I said, "You're still attached to him." She's like, "Oh, no, I hate him." I said, "Yeah, but hate."
That's why.
Yeah. It's the hate. That's emotion, too. So you're still emotionally attached.
Yeah, if you didn't feel anything, then you'd be over it.
I said, "You need to cut that energy out as well." And she's like, they just think that if they hate somebody, then they don't love them anymore. And I said, I think you're right. It's all the same thing. Even the hate part is still the same thing.
Well, the hate is still love, because you still have emotion for this, the feeling for this person. There's an emotion there. So if you hate somebody, you're loving them enough to hate them. You know, if you didn't feel anything, I'd say, yeah, you're over them.
Right. Yes. That's what I'm saying. When they come to you and say, "This guy doesn't bother me one way or the other," now you're over him. You know, because you come to a point where you're okay with that. If you're not that's where the anger comes in, because you're actually angry because he's still reflecting back to you some things that you need to still work on, and they don't like that idea that person can actually do that because of what he's done to them, or vice versa.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not what he's done to them; it's what they've done to him, and is being reflected back. That's what they don't like, the truth.
And they can't deal with that. Yeah, no. It's like one of those situations we said before. You know, on an individual basis, it can mean many things. But one point that you can't get away from in all those situations is the energy connection. Love and hate, no matter which way you look at it, it's still energy transferring back and forth. So the more you understand energy, the more you probably understand. And it doesn't matter if it's an insecurity and they don't attract the same insecurity. It's still the energy of insecurity attracted another one. To help people understand, why did I attract him? Well, have you something? You know, there's something, some similarity there between the two of you. And I've had so much problems with that too when I do relationship counseling. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say like this. When I work with women that I've worked with, because I don't know all the women out there, but the ones I've worked with, when I trace it back to them, they get really angry, and they look at me like we just like my husband. It's always my fault. I'm like, I'm sorry, but sometimes you have to look at situations and realize that sometimes it is your fault.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so how else are you going to solve that if you don't admit, you know? Because I told her, I tell him all the time, I said, I'm not excluding anything he's done, but right now we're talking about you. And you want to know what the problem is. And I said, we sit here and talk about it. We sit here and focus on it. We listen to how you made the decisions, and you made the decisions. So how come you cannot take the blame for it, since your decisions was actually what put you there?
Right, they don't accept.
It's crazy.
Well, I had a message in the queue maybe we could help them with, a question.
Sure.
Okay. They were wondering, perhaps, they were saying energy shifting caused one to feel like they are detoxing. So so can you elaborate on that? Because
absolutely. When you are in an energy, when you're having energy work done on you, And especially the first time, or if you've gone through some type of ordeal, whether it's a grieving process or perhaps a divorce, which can also be a grieving process, or an accident, or something, anything major in your life, a job loss, whatever. If you have any energy work done at all, it definitely is a detox, because your body is filled with all this negativity, and the negativity manifests in different forms. And what does negativity manifest into? It turns into diseases, including anything from, you know, a sinusitis and a cold to cancer or fibromyalgia, whatever. So when you go to an energy therapist, and I tell people this all the time, the first time they come in, over the course of the next week, you may find that you are becoming more flatulent, you belch more, you urinate more, you may weep for no reason at all, and you don't know why this is happening to you. You may, I've had people email me with, you know, this is what happened to me last night, and I thought, oh, okay, too much information, but thanks for sharing, you know. You know, but it definitely is a detoxing, because everything, you're made of energy. Every part of your body is energy. Every organ in your body, your skin is energy. Your blood is energy. All your organs, your brain, your eyes, your fingernails, your hands, everything. And when you manipulate the energy and clean it out, it's got to get out. So it's going to get however it can through heavier perspiration, anything from diarrhea, vomiting. It can be anything. But, yeah, there's definitely a detox that happens. What's going on with her?
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that'll help them in the chat room. That's what they wanted to know. I've had, went to, like, just basically a workshop where they worked on me. About four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And goodness, do I feel the energy shift around my body when they had their hands above me? It was amazing to me. And then what's really cool about it is that I went out maybe the last 5 minutes to bring me back. And I want to ask you about that, because it felt like almost when I had gone under anesthesia, and you know how long it takes you to come back out of that anesthesia and they start to wake you up? And I
yes.
was wondering, I don't know how long it took them to bring me back up, but did I feel like I had gone somewhere else? What the heck happened to me is what I want to know.
You did. you were in like a trance-like state. What oftentimes I hear from people is that, especially when I do a concert, they're laying on yoga mats, I play my bowls for 20 minutes, we take a break, I explain a little bit about them, I play the bowls for 20 minutes, we take a break, and I play the bowls again for 20 minutes. These people have had 60 minutes of constant of energy therapy. I have had people who have left my office, not even at a concert. They've left my office. They were driving home, only to be pulled over by the police. The police ask them, are you drinking? They're like, no, I just had a Reiki session. Now all the cops around me know, oh, yeah, she does. I mean, I could have them sitting at the end of my driveway writing out DUIs for Reiki. So I have to have people actually sit here sometimes, you know, and just, especially the older the people are, if I have people from their 60s to their 90s, you need to sit here for a good 15, 20 minutes. You should drink copious amounts of water. You should avoid caffeine, and you should avoid alcohol the day of a treat before and after, and just drink a lot of water to flush everything out. But you may end up, because it's like you're being put into a meditative state, and it does take a while for you to come out. And I've had people say, wow, I'm just like really lightheaded. And it's like, okay, just sit here for 15 minutes and don't go anywhere until, you know, you start to feel better. So, yeah, you were definitely, and, you know, it's interesting because a lot of energy therapy can be used as a form of anesthesia for certain types of operations. So it's interesting because you don't feel anything during that process. So where did you go? You just kind of went to sleep.
Okay, because I thought, well, maybe I did out of body experience. I wasn't sure.
You could have been. Did you feel like you were out of your body? Did you travel anywhere?
I wouldn't know. I have no idea. All I know is just that it was just that feeling of coming up, and it was like, wow, this is just unbelievable. And it was the first treatment.
So it's not unusual, that's for sure. It's very normal that happens.
Well, great. I'm glad to ask you, because I was wondering what the heck is going on here.
It's always nice to find out normal, isn't it?
Yeah, but sometimes in situations, people don't understand that you can be put into a state of actually a rest that's deeper than you're used to, so you would think it as something unusual. Because there are certain techniques that you can do in meditation that you could actually slow the heart down to where the heart can actually get some rest. It's a really deep sleep, and sometimes people think they're having an out-of-body experience, but they don't remember anything. I said, you're using what deep into yourself, so therefore, I've always seen people who have had out-of-body experiences always remember something that they don't like, even just the idea of touching the ceiling or looking down or something about the whole thing where it's cloudy, and there's a difference between the two. When one person just remembers, I was just gone, you know, gone for a while.
When it was, you know, it's funny because people will refer to me sometimes as, oh, this is T-Love, she is a healer. And I really don't like that when people call me a healer, because I don't go over to anybody and go, ah, and all of a sudden you're well. But I look around and I say, you know, we are all healers, each and every one of us, for each and our own selves, of and for ourselves, we are healers. Your body, it's interesting that you say, you know, you were somewhere, you don't really know where you were, it was the coming up part. That tells me a significant part of you. What it says to me is your body needs to heal. It had to go there to heal. So your body knows what to do. It knows how to heal. It just needs a little bit of help to do that. And whoever was working on you gave your body that assist, and your body said, oh, thank you. My God, we're waiting for this. And that's why when you came up, it was like coming up out of anesthesia.
Really did. And what was amazing to me was I was asking them about, so I could feel the energy being moved around on me with them. And, well, it was happening before I went under, of course. And then afterwards, they said they were trying to get the energy to come through, I guess, my voice to expel it. Wouldn't happen. They said it was too stuck. So then I thought to myself, I'd ask you, does that mean then you want me to go back to have more energy treatment to allow whatever the emotions or energy needs to be released? Is that what happens? Does it usually come through your mouth? How do you?
No, people are different. People are different. Maybe it didn't come through your mouth because that's not the way your body needed to express it.
Oh.
You know, so I look at it very differently. I look at it as people will, for me, the fact that you're saying it felt like I was coming up out of anesthesia means that you were probably overdoing it. And I don't mean, you know, you burn the candle at both ends, but you're probably taking on too much. You are overworking and your body needs rest. You're probably at a point where your body needed so much healing and so much rest. That little assist with the energy work allowed your body to do that for a short time. It wasn't all that long, I'm quite sure. And what in order to express that, yeah, you should go back, but don't go back and look for I have to do it through my voice. That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't have to happen that way. Some people will do it through their voice. Other people will just be quiet and go home and cry. You know, your body expresses and releases those blocks in different ways. It's not always a vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, great, because I just didn't know if that was the only way I was supposed to sleep. So it was my first time.
Yeah,
I think it's great. I think it's a great first time that you have that experience, because what it says to me is if I were your energy therapist, I would have said, you know what, you need to start taking better care of yourself.
Yeah, right.
You know, you really do. You really do. Your body needed this. I've had people fall asleep on the table and say to me, now these bowls, if you've ever heard quartz crystal singing bowls, some of them are 50 pounds. They're very, very loud. Now, I know, Donnie, you said you went to my website and you watched the YouTube video, which does not just, it doesn't serve it justice at all.
Right.
I mean, you just can't get the gist of it even. It's not a great YouTube video. But when you're in the room, even if it's in a concert, they are very, very loud. And I have had people come in, lay down on the table. I put my hands over them, and within 2 seconds of doing Reiki on them, they're asleep, and I hear them, you know, they're snoring. I'm thinking, okay, this is just wonderful. And then one woman said to me, did you play the bowls? And I said, did I play the bowls? I even played four of them on you. And what did you think I do? You think I left and went and got coffee? And she's like, I don't know. And I said, no, I didn't. So to me, I would have said to you, you need to come back, you know, let your body rest for a week or two and come back for another session. But don't go in looking for, I have to have my voice do this or I have to. Just allow. And when you allow, wonderful things happen, and that's when you really begin to heal, and that's when you'll start to see a difference.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't so much that I was telling them about my voice. They were telling me about this. Kind of release it through my voice.
That's what I'm saying. They should not have been so on target with it. It has to be through your voice. No, it does not. It absolutely does not. Some people may. I've had people actually call out on the table. I've got my hands over them, and I tell them, if you need me, you have to call me back, because physically I'm here, but I'm kind of in another zone, so I'm really not in the room. And I'm working on them because I'm so focused and so concentrated on their body. It's like being a medical intuitive, if you will, and you're focusing on what's going on in the body and trying to fix it. You're not really listening or feeling them move or anything. But I've had people yell, which brings me right out of my zen state, if you will, and they they have actually called out, and I've looked at them for a couple of minutes, and then I have to ask my guides, do I stop and wake them? What do I do? And I always get to just keep going. So I just keep working on them. And then I'll ask them, do you remember you did that? And they'll say no. And I'll say, okay, well, you did. They expressed it that way. Other people have to get up off the table and immediately go to the restroom. Immediately. And they're like, gee, I can't talk to you. I got to go to the restroom. It's like, okay, yeah, go ahead. And then come back. You know, and so it depends on what the blocks are and how you as a person. If you're a quiet person, you're not going to want to know. It's just not in you to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, I love this whole about energy. How do you explain this to someone that's a layman that doesn't know what the heck we're talking about and try to teach them this? This way of thinking, because it's so powerful.
It is very powerful. When I do concerts, I usually do 20 minutes of playing, and then I explain the bowls for 20 minutes, and I tell them I'll take questions at the end of that explanation. Then I play for 20 minutes. Then we take a small break, and then I play for another 20 minutes, and then I have people inundating me afterward, because in order to explain it to them, it would take me, you know, in a really thorough way, it would probably take months. But just to get them to know that everything's made of energy. Once you get that concept, everything's energy, and you can manipulate energy, and you can move it. And if you start by just meditating, you will see that your life will improve because you're focusing on something. You know, and even if focusing on the nothingness allows your body to be more calm, and it brings in what I call allowance. When you are in a state of allowance, beautiful, wonderful, magical things happen, and your life takes on its journey that you're supposed to be on, and you will start to see things move. You know, I mean, I can write you a situation. I had a gentleman come in, and he wanted a job. He wanted a very specific job. So I Reiki and you know, you can do Reiki distantly as well. I mean, I have clients all over the country, and they'll call me up and they'll say, you know, this is what's going on. I'll say, okay, I'll do a Reiki session on you tonight. I do it on them that night, or I'll say, I'll get to you during the week if it's not, you know, something that I have to do immediately. They'll call me up usually the day after. They don't know what day it is, and they'll say, you Reiki me last night, didn't you? And I'll say, yeah. And they'll say, yeah, I could feel it. I'm much better. It works distantly as well because energy knows no bounds. There is no you have to be present in front of the person or anything like that. But people need to understand that because it is energy, all you have to understand is that energy can move. And once you are able to move it through the power of your thought, focus, and the positive thinking, you can do wonderful things. So this gentleman wanted a particular job. I Reiki the situation. Now, there's a caveat. Whenever you do Reiki, you do it for the highest healing good of all the people involved. So sometimes we don't get what we want because there's something better coming down the pike or it isn't what we're supposed to have. So I Reiki this job. He didn't get it. And he said, "What? You Reiki the job. I didn't get it." And I said, it was for the highest healing good. And sorry, you know, I mean, you said, I told you. And it was like 5 miles outside of the town he lived in. It was a great job. He wanted it. Then he found another position, and he said, okay, what about this one? And he goes, you know, I like the job, the money's good and everything, but it's an hour commute. We went on the interview went great. They offered him the job, and that's when they told him that they were going to be building in the town he lived in. Not 5 miles outside the town, but right in the town he lived in. So he got that job. Now, the reason he didn't get the first job is because the second job needed to come to him. That was the one that was meant for him. So, you know, you can say energy will manipulate things, but it only does it if it's for the highest healing good of a person. People will say to me, how come when you work on somebody with cancer, some people walk out and they don't have it the next day, some people you're working on for 2 years, and some people actually pass? Because that's their journey. Now, what the Reiki does, it assists them so that it makes it easier for them, but it's not a cure-all. You can't, your body cures you. I don't cure you. And doctors don't cure you. Your body, that's why some people take one medication, it works for them, and other people it doesn't. Why is that? Because that's their journey. We all have lessons to learn. So if you can get past the fact that, you know, you can manipulate anything and make everything wonderful, you can manipulate anything as long as it's for the highest healing good, because, hey, you know, I'm not privy to the information that Source has or Spirit has, but the universe knows what it wants to do for all of us, and it's always for the best. And you have to try to just let people know it's always for the best no matter what it is. So if you have that trust and you know it's for the best, things will work out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, see, we're asking like the idea, how would you teach somebody about energy itself? I mean, we had a small thing when we were Well, I would do readings, and people would have trouble with their chakras and the idea of clearing their chakras.
Mm-hmm.
We would do a test where we would sit there and go, okay, I said, to give you an idea that chakras do exist, I said, I want to take your hands, put one hand up, put one hand down, and then close your hands real quick, about 20 times. And then turn your palms the other direction and do the same thing. And then I want you to take your hands and put them together. I said, what do you feel? And she goes, I feel energy. I said, that's
right.
Exactly what it is. That's your chakras basically regulating that energy throughout your body. So
your auric field. You're playing with it. Now, I used to play
right.
with my auric field when I was little. If you sit out in the sun and you look at your hands, you can see your auric field all around your hands. And I used to play with it. You can stretch it.
Okay.
And it's different. It's like prism of light around you. And you can
mm-hmm.
stretch it and play with it. I remember doing that when I was like 2, 3, 4 years old. I'm playing with my auric. I didn't know it was my auric field. I just knew it was light around my body, you know. And
right.
you do that to teach people. This is energy. Or you have mm-hmm. them push your hands together back and forth, but don't touch. Now stop.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel? It feels like there's a ball between your hands. That's mm-hmm. energy. You just made an energy ball.
Oh, heck yeah, most definitely. Because, I mean, when you were sitting talking about being able to help energy being going across great distances and people talking about the thing, about certain healings of their own and that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I actually am doing this kind of work all the time anyway. Those things happen to me all the time where I actually have friends or people who will call me up and say, my energy is really like sporadic, it's out of control, my energy is really high, could you help me bring it down or balance it out?
Yeah,
and just for
yeah.
some reason, connecting with those people balances out their energy by tapping into mine.
Yeah.
I think it's the idea of doing this kind of work. I've tried to maintain, a focus on balance itself anyway, and people can tap into that, which I thought was kind of unusual for a while, but now I'm starting to realize it's like an extension of myself too, I guess.
Yes. It definitely is.
So,
I've been to physical therapy before for myself, and uh-huh. I remember laying on the table and having the physical therapist work on the back of my neck. And a woman had the same issue I did. She was going for 6 months. My deal was I was going in for like 4 or 5 treatments, and that was it. I was going to be done. Because while he was looking at me, I was running Reiki on myself. Now,
uh-huh.
the physical therapist was a male, and he put his hand on my arm, and he said to me, now how do you feel? And I said, oh, can you take your hand off my arm, please? And he looked at me, and I think he was thinking that I was thinking it was sexual harassment or something. And I just sat there for a minute, and I said, no, I do feel good. That feels pretty good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go now. And he said, okay. And he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to touch you. And I said, oh, no, that's okay. I said, what happens is when people touch me, I automatically start running Reiki through them to me because I don't get my own Reiki treatment. So it's really cool. It works for me. And he says, I can't believe you're saying that because when I was working on you, my head wanted to do one thing and my hands wanted to do another. And my hands were, it's like, he said, I couldn't control it. I said, it was probably the Reiki. So I went in 2 weeks later for like my final session and he has his hands on my neck again and all of a sudden I hear him say, stop it. And I said, what? And he goes, stop it. And I said, I don't think I'm doing it. He goes, I think you are. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. It's automatic. Yep. It's just automatic. You know, when I took a baby mm-hmm. or a cat or a dog or any animal, I mean, I have a lot of animals in my yard. There was a baby, a fawn here this summer, and it was laying in the grass, and I went out and petted it, mm-hmm. and they love the Reiki. They can feel it, and I can feel it coming back to me. So you can push energy through someone and get it back yourself. It's like recycling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, when I was reading that quantum healing book, the guy said in there he would, when he was really studying it and working with it, he would do certain things. He said one time he did it, he was focusing on putting energy into a guitar. Now, he says, I don't recommend this because after I get done putting the energy in this guitar, he said, I think I actually healed the wood, and the guitar sound, it was the worst sounding guitar you ever had.
Okay.
Well, but this, I mean, he thinks he reawakened some of the wood itself because the wood was dead. So
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
But he said he did it to a rabbit. When he was sitting there focusing energy on the rabbit, the rabbit laid back where it was like, he thought it was dead, but it was just so relaxed and so comfortable with what he was doing. His the arms and the legs just went kind of like back, like he was, he said, it looked like a bunny got hit by a car.
Oh, goodness.
It was just laying there, and he kind of did a little nudgy thing with it. And he said the bunny was fine. It was just, you could feel it too. The bunny was just like really content. So
I think another thing people can do is try to manifest something. But the thing with energy is you have to take the emotion out of it. And so many people find that energy can't be manipulated because the emotion is tied to it. They have, like, they want a relationship. And
right.
Once you have emotion, you want it so much, you're not gently holding on to it anymore, and you're not letting it go. You're holding on too tight. If you hold on to anything too tight, you can't make it happen. So
right. If
you try to manifest something that has no emotion, let's say you walk by a store and you see, you know, a car that you want, or even something
right. Smaller,
you know, a briefcase that you want, something, just know that I'm going to have that briefcase, and give yourself a time frame, and the money will come to you. And you will find that even if it's overpriced right now, it goes on sale, somehow the money comes to you, and you will be able to go and buy that briefcase if that's what you want to do. That's a great test to show how energy works, because you can make the call that your own, and you will manifest it, which is making energy work just by manifesting it. But when people try to manifest things that are on a larger scale, and I don't mean money-wise, I mean emotionally, you can't start with something that's got emotion tied to it, because you won't be successful, and then you'll think that you can't do it. So you have to start with something that holds no emotion. I mean, who cares if you get that briefcase or not, you know, or whatever it is, a dress or a pair of pants or, you know, a motorcycle, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the emotion involved. And you will find that once you're good at that and you can manifest things that, you know, you don't have an emotion tied to, you can then move on to things that you do have an emotion tied to, and you'll be able to figure it out. That's a good one. That's a good test for learning to work with energy.
No, I agree, because, I mean, I did the same thing with my focus board. I wanted a blue Razer phone, and I just kind of like what, and I've always been, you know, in the situation when you do these things, you got to do the action too. So I was like, okay, I want a phone, so I went and got the pictures and put them on my focus board, and I'm like, okay, what's the next step? Well, the next step would be actually to go and proceed to get a phone. So I was directed to go to the internet. So I went to the internet, and I was like, okay, let's go in here and see what we can find here. We can get some really good deals and some phones. So I went to this place called Wirefly, and I'm sitting there going, okay, let's check this out. And I said, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, okay, so I won't get the phone, but at least if I don't try, I'm never going to find out. So I went through the whole process, and, you know, put my credit card in there, and it came back and said declined. I said, okay, wasn't supposed to do that. And I said, okay. So I'm sitting there going, okay, no problem. I got up from there, and I went to my freaking focus board. I looked at that phone and said, if I'm supposed to have this phone, I will have it by the end of this week.
There you go.
And I walked away. No, I walked away. 2 hours later, I got another email from the same company, said I've been approved. My phone was there in 2 days.
There you go. So you did get it.
Yes, I did get it. It was just because it was one of those things. Because I think I just had to reaffirm it really quickly. And I told a friend of mine, I said, think about this. You're thinking, well, it's just this and that and the other. I said, no. I think it's because I wanted it. I said, because I was sitting and tell you another thing, too. I never paid a dime for that phone. And that's exactly what I put down. I said, I want to get this phone. I have no problem paying month to month, but I want to get this phone, and I don't want to spend any money right now. I want this phone. I'm saying I have no money right this minute. Okay? Doesn't mean I'm never going to have any money at all. I got all the money in the world. It just hasn't gotten to me yet. So until it does, I think this phone would help me do that. So I went back and I checked my credit card statements. I checked everything. And they never charged me for shipping. They never charged me for initiation. Now, the activation fees are nothing. And he said, well, how do you think that happened? I said, do I have to explain this to you one more time? I said, I just told you. I want this phone. And I said, I also done this before, too. I got an apartment one time doing the same exact same thing. I was sitting there telling this person, I said, I got this apartment. And I said, I walk in this place, and I said, my angels are telling me, says, go look at these apartments. What's the worst thing that can happen? You've already seen some really great things happen. You got a hotel room with no money. Now, the money came later so I could keep that room, but I didn't have the money when I got it. So I said, okay, let's upgrade. I said, if I get me an apartment, then I don't have to pay week to week. This will be great. Then I can save some money and that kind of stuff. And I said, well, I don't have any money, but I'll go look anyway. So I went and looked. And everything fell into place anyway, because when I stayed at the hotel, I found out the lady who was managing the hotel, her husband was managing the place that I actually wanted to live in. That's how I got the opportunity to even go there. So I said, okay, the opportunity's there. Follow through. So I followed through with it, went up there. I'm looking around. I did find an apartment I loved. And something just kept telling me, just keep affirming that you love this apartment. you love this apartment. I just love to have this apartment. So I'm sitting there talking to this guy. He looked at me and he's like, he must be intuitive too, because he looked at me and he says, you got no money, do you? I was like, no, I don't really. I said, I'm trying. But I said, I would love to have this apartment. And he goes, okay. He said, let me go check something. I said, go check what you got to check, but I would just love to have this apartment. And then he came back. The guy comes back later on and he tells me, he said, I got a deal for you. I said, what's that? He goes, my maintenance man's drunk again.
No.
He said, I need this apartment painted. I need to finish painting. He has not finished painting this apartment. I said, okay. And I was still thinking he was going to ask me for money or something around that. But he finally looked at me and said,
will you paint it?
Yeah, he said, I'll let you move in this apartment if you finish painting this apartment. And this was like the first week of November. And then he came back behind that. It's like I always tell people when these things happen, there's more to it than just that one. It's like a chain reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this happened, and then he came to me. He came to me in December, and he said, I know you've been here living here. We usually give this deal to people who move in for the first time, but he said we had this special going on with our deposits, where all you have to do is have $99 for a deposit, and then you move in. And you get the first month free. He said, I know you've been staying here, but he said, you basically did work for me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to extend that to you too as well. So I actually got 2 months free. All I had to do was pay a deposit of $99, which the first month of staying in the apartment, just painting it, gave me the opportunity to get that money for that deposit for the second month as well. So it was like all this win-win stuff going on. Just because I sit there and kept on saying to myself, I just love to have this apartment. And I just knew that by saying that, it was bringing my vibration up to what I was actually trying to do. And I loved where I was at. I loved where I was going to be. And next thing I know, it was the very first time I ever had, I had my own shop too. It's kind of like they were all attached to each other. And I told everybody, I said, this is the kicker. I never had money to get these things. All I had working for me was positive thinking and knew exactly this is what I wanted. And I did attach myself to them, but I attached myself to them in a positive way. I was saying, I would just love to have these. And I wouldn't really say it's attachment because I didn't feel like I was attached to it. I just felt like it was the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the next step. That's pretty cool. The only thing I don't like about it is that you call the vision board a freaking vision board. I don't think your vision board likes that.
No, I'm working on that, okay? We're trying to cut that. I usually don't say that, but every once in a while I get emotional and the freaking thing comes out.
Because the vision board is doing such good things for you. We can't be mean to it.
What?
Right?
Okay, hold on. Yes, I'm here. We just had a fuse blow here, so I work on that too. So I'm like, gosh, man. So this, why? What is this happening for? Is it just an energy thing here in the house, or what?
I don't know.
we haven't blown a fuse in almost 2 years. So I was gonna say something. I usually don't say freaking all the time. Okay, I promise you that. So it's at my focus board.
Oh, I didn't work with that. It was just that, you know, the vision board does such wonderful things for us. They just don't, they like to be given gratitude. You know, I hope you said thank you. You got your phone.
When I got that phone, I kind of like walked up to that whole thing and said, thank you very much. I mean, I was like dancing through the halls. Every time something would happen like this, I would go, thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm like, hey.
See, and that's gratitude, too. Living in gratitude, or that's energy, too, living in gratitude. When you say thank you, you get more good things. Instead of just taking it for granted that, well, I deserve it or I should get it. If for every little thing that happens, I mean, I'm constantly walking around going, thank you, God, or thank you, angels, constantly. And people know that. They say, oh, she's mumbling to herself. She's got to be thanking someone.
I will thank living beings
in person, but entities is just under my breath.
Right. There's a person online, Sandy from California. She's talking about vibrational shifting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring her on here. Maybe I think she might have a question for you.
Right ahead.
So just bring her on there. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
All right. As soon as I get this switchboard, quit flopping around. Maybe I should say freaking because you're getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I hate that when they all do it.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Sandy, from California.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
You there?
Hello? Yes,
yes,
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi.
How are you?
Did
you want to ask Tia a question?
I do. I'm just curious what caused it. I'm going through some energy shifting right now, and I've been told it was going to happen. And sometimes when I do, I almost feel like there's a bit of detoxing going on. And I'm just curious, you know, sometimes you get a little headachy or just a little blah feeling, and I just, what causes that?
Well, right now there's a major shift going on that's very planetary, and it's happening big time. The energy of the Earth is just enormous right now, and sensitive people pick it up more than just the regular layman who's just, you know, not really paying attention to it. You probably are a little bit more sensitive. And, yeah, it can be a form of detox. You just got to get through it. I think what people need to know is you need to control the energy that's coming in and just realize that if you take – breathing is a wonderful thing to do. Yoga is a wonderful thing to do. Meditation is a wonderful thing to do. And people think, well, I don't have time for all that. You have time to breathe because you have to do it anyway. So you might as well do it properly and try to see if you can do some pranic breathing to just deep breath in from the diaphragm up through the lungs. Do that a few times, and it's going to help you to get through these shifts that are happening right now because the planet is just going a little cuckoo. And there's a lot of magnetic fields rising right now. I mean, this is stuff that you can talk to quantum physicists about, and it's happening. It's real, and you can feel it. And, yes, it can give you a headache. And, yeah, you can just feel blah. And probably the best things to do to get out of that is to walk in nature. Do you live in a city or in a place where there's a park or someplace
actually,
you can walk?
Right, yeah, I'm just getting ready to give somebody a treatment. I'm also an energy worker, and I do massages, too. So so that's what I'm doing. I'm feeling
better
now.
Well, that's why. You're a light worker. That's why you're picking it up. You're a light worker, too.
Yeah. Right.
So you're picking it up, and it's happening to those of us. We're more sensitive. Empaths are more sensitive. We're going to pick it up.
Yes.
We're going to feel it. You can't pass it on to your client. So first of all, you need to know how to protect yourself so that you're not picking it up from your client. You know, you don't want to be taking on the energy that they're bringing into you. They're coming to you to feel better. So protect yourself in the way that you learned how. And then when you have an opportunity, beginning of the day, end of the day, take 15 minutes before you fall asleep and just meditate. Go for a walk at lunchtime. I don't care if it's across the street to get a cup of coffee, you know, although I don't advise drinking coffee as a light worker. But still, you know, whatever. Go out in nature and really try to ground yourself with that, and you'll feel much better. But it's normal because you're a light worker. And good for
that's
you. We
I
need
thought.
More of you. Yay.
Right. Well, tonight's the eclipse. Today is the solar eclipse, and that's bringing in a lot. And it's in Capricorn.
And it's in the moon.
And the moon, too. Right. Right.
Yep.
So,
moon.
Well,
so
thank
there you.
You.
Go. Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you, Sandy. Have a great night.
Okay. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see, light workers really do pick it up a lot more, the empaths. You know, we are picking it up. We're more sensitive. We do feel it. I mean, and look at what's going on today. There is a new moon. There is a solar eclipse. This is all energy. You're going to feel it. Explains an awful lot, doesn't it?
That's probably why the fuse blew, too, because I was going to say, Desiree, could you take over a minute so I can actually get the power back on here?
Oh, absolutely, definitely. You know, I really would like just to learn more about energy. This is fascinating to me. The more you can teach us on the air, the more others will just learn. So just keep on telling us more about we can learn about this and how we can use this ourselves.
You can help yourself with it because it's just going to change your whole attitude. It will change your life. It will change your life if you learn how to rein in and use your own energy, the power of your energy, because we are all very powerful, eternal, immortal beings. We really are, and we can do just about anything we want to do if we know how to rein in that energy and put it to good use, positive use. You know, you see people doing things, crazy things that you see sometimes. Somebody made a bomb to do something, and you think, you know, they're so smart. Why couldn't they use it for good? If you use it for good, it just is a chain reaction. And everybody, if you smile, and they've done tests with this, just start smiling at people during the day. Just smile when you walk by, and you'll see they'll smile back at you. It feels good to get a smile back, and they felt good too. Now their day is more on a positive note. Why? Because they got a smile. It's as simple as that. You can shift somebody's energy with a smile, with a kind word, You know, all you have to do when you're standing in line at the grocery store or something and you can tell the cashier's having a bad day and nobody's talking to the person. And I've walked up and been in line and said, "Hi, how you doing?" And they looked at me and said, "Oh, I'm good. Thanks for asking." And I said, "Yeah, did you get off soon? Because, you know, you've been here a while." And they'll start talking a little bit. And, you know, I've shifted their energy.
Right.
And you can, if you can see that, when you do that, there's another experiment. Okay, you just shifted energy. Good for you. Now you're an energy shifter. If you can do that, you can do more. It's just a matter of practice and finding out what resonates with you best to keep yourself grounded, whether it's meditation or yoga or, you know, some other form of quiet, bringing yourself to stillness, you know, and walking in nature, going for a hike, just walking around the block if you live in the city, you know, even New York City has trees, you know, go to Central Park or just walk around the block where the trees are. Do something so that you're in with nature and you feel more grounded and you can let your heart just open up a little and go, "Oh, that feels so good to just stop and be still." Because we are really, we're such a rushed society. Everything has to be done now and it has to be done 7 days a week. And that's not good for anybody. It's not healthy. It's certainly not setting a good example for our children because they're seeing mom and dad are never home. They're just working, working, working to live in this big house. Who cares? You know, you never have any time together. And all of that is energy. And a home that's filled with love and people talking and being positive is a home where children are going to thrive, and those children are going to be the people that make decisions for us down the road, and that's what we want, good decision makers. So it impacts every aspect of our life.
And I agree with you. Now, how would you help a client who's having money issues and they're always talking about money, and it seems to be that you can feel the tone in their voice, money is like, you know, I can't do anything unless I have the money. How do we go changing that energy shift so that money is a positive feeling to them because they feel that they cannot do anything about their job, their career, where they live, because it all evolves around money. And I'm really trying to, in a way, try to explain that our life does not evolve around money, but it's very hard to change traditional thinking.
Except that, unfortunately, our lives do evolve around money. We have to pay for things. We have to pay for bills. We have to pay for mortgage. We have to pay car payments. We have to pay for groceries. Everything that we have, the exchange, the energy exchange is money. Now, sometimes people will barter for services, and that's a different energy exchange. And you need energy exchanges. But once you understand it's an energy exchange and money is only energy, that's all it is. It's a form of energy. Then instead of thinking of the big problem people have with money is they continually talk about their lack of it. And the more you talk about and obsess about how you don't have any, the more you aren't going to have any. So if you start to think about, you know what, I'm just going to set an intention. And when we write intentions, we need to write them in the present tense. So you have to say, I always have enough money to pay for everything I want and need. And if you just say that mantra throughout the day, I guarantee in about a week, you're going to be able to see things change in your life where if you want something, you'll have the money to buy it. Now, I'm not talking about a yacht, okay? I'm talking about, you know, the things that you need, and you'll find that your money woes are going because money's coming in from different sources now. It's opened up. The universe has said, oh, okay, you want money for everything you want and need? Well, then, okay, we'll throw some money your way. I've had people do this only to come back and tell me they got a raise. They changed jobs that brought in more money. Their wife got a job. She's really happy because now she's doing something she loves. It's been a phenomenal. So instead of concentrating on the lack of, and it doesn't have to be just money, anything, don't concentrate on the lack of a relationship, the lack of money, the lack of time. Concentrate on, I always have enough love in my life. I always have enough money to pay for everything I want and need, you know. And when you say that and use it as a mantra, you find that you will. You absolutely will. It does change. And people think, that's the crazy talk. Well, okay, but crazy talk, why don't you try it for a week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Well, say that one more time so I can type that in the chat room so that they have... Okay.
The exact wording, because this is an intention, so they need to be able to, and you know the best thing to do, Desiree, is to put in the chat room, tell them they should really concentrate on this mantra, okay? Write it down. I don't mean type it up. I mean write it down in your own hand. And then put it someplace where you are not going to look at it every single day. Okay? Sure. And then if you put it in that special spot, go wash your hands.
Yeah,
never
go wash.
And so what they're going to say is, I always have enough money to pay for everything I want and need.
Hmm. All I was going to say to everybody out there who wants to call in, the phone number here is 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. Plus, I was going to take a little time here, too, and just to tell everybody that me and Desiree actually do readings, private readings, too, as well. So if you want to contact her, her number is 818-200-7431. Or if you want to contact me, my number is 937-838-6337. We're having a special this time until the end of August, which is actually, I mean, August. Well, but you guys loved that one, wouldn't you? it's actually until the end of January. We're giving a special for all our callers to call in. It would be $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So take advantage of that whole thing. I just tell everybody, if you call me and you don't know how to go to my website and find out where that is, then you haven't called my show and you've been caught. So on that count, I always tell everybody that's you won't be charged the regular amount, which is $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. I'm still giving a break for people who are referred to people who call in the show too as well. So that's $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. So there's breaks throughout the whole thing. And plus, I tell people all the time, give us a call because we, you know, I'm very open-minded about things. So therefore, if you're a person who only has $40, I'm pretty sure I can be a little, you know, a little lenient here in these situations. So I'm just saying, don't hesitate to call. My biggest thing is the idea of actually wanting to give you the information that you're trying to obtain. So don't hesitate to call. You never know. I've done readings for $6. So, so you know, people come in. I'm just saying, people come to me before. I had one guy come to me. I forgot to even tell him how much it was. And I felt kind of bad about that because I didn't tell him. And then we found out later on he only had $6 on him in the first place. So I was like, that's no big deal. I'm not going to turn him away. Because when I opened my shop up in Colorado, the very first thing I said to myself was, whoever walks in that door, no matter what the circumstances is or their situation, I'm going to sit down and help them. So, so that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm telling everybody to call in. Plus, I'm also pushing the situation. I'm talking to people out there who have children that are very gifted but don't know how to really deal with the whole thing. Give me a call. I'm actually working with parents and children on those situations to help them work together so we can actually get, you know, actually can help them promote their gifts, not put them in a situation where they just want to walk away from it. And the reason I'm doing that, I'll give you a lowdown on that whole thing, is I have a daughter who is very gifted, and for some reason she will not do it because of the influences she's had with my family of their religious background, Baptist and, you know, throwing her down the cliff and holy water and all that kind of stuff. She walked away from it. She won't use it at all because she's scared of the, as they put it, her consequences. And I keep telling her consequences are actually what keep her from bad relationships she's been in, for one. But
that's a shame.
Yeah, making decisions. So I actually wanted to have a show called Superman and the Offspring that won't use their own powers, which is talking about psychics and people who are in this kind of work whose their children just don't want to deal with it because they're scared because of what the world thinks. And it's one of those things that I've always said. My favorite little saying is, don't let the world dictate your success. You dictate your success. And then, you know, you'll see definitely a difference in your life. You'll start seeing things that you'll probably ask yourself later on, why the heck did I do that? Well, stop asking it and just say, I'm not going to do that no more. And then focus on exactly what you are going to do and what kind of life you want. You'd be amazed what you can accomplish. And I guarantee you, when you do that, I knew for a fact when I did the phone thing, that point on, because I was actually studying, I actually saw the movie The Secret, and I was listening to Jack Canfield was talking about, take one situation that seems so impossible, but if it did happen, it would change your thinking, and then focus on that. So I was focusing on, I got terrible credit, but I said, I want a cell phone. So I was like, that seemed pretty incredible to me at the time, to actually overrule the world, and that was my biggest thing. The world was just, the world as it is dictating too much how we should perceive how we can really do our powers, you know, what kind of control do we really have. And every time I turn around, someone will sit there and say, you've heard this before yourself probably, where people talk about jobs and careers and all this kind of stuff, and they always have this tone of their voice where they just don't think they can actually get what they want. So they're asking you, what can I get? So basically what they're saying to you is, do you see something that I can actually settle for?
Right.
And someone don't like it when they come to me. I'm sitting there going, they'll say, when do I get a relationship? I said, well, when do you want one?
Right.
And they go, what do you mean by that? You're kind of diverting it back. I said, you know something? You're right. I am diverting it back to you because you are the source of what you want. So what do you want? Do you want it now? You want it in 2 weeks? And they're just like looking at me going, okay, what does he look like? I'm sitting there going, no, let's don't jump to that part. That part
right.
You keep getting it because you're going to start focusing on a black-haired guy or a guy with blue eyes. And I said, think about this for 1 minute. I said, I want you to focus on the person you want because there's like 10,000 people out there with blue eyes and dark hair. And I said, don't do that. I said, I'll tell you why, because I was in the same boat you're in. I asked a psychic about people and the person I was going to be with, and they said, I see a girl with long dark hair, green eyes, and she works at a coffee shop. And I'm sitting there going, okay, I don't go to coffee shops. And they were like, man, you should. Okay, I like the smell of coffee, so yeah. So I went uptown, and guess what I found? I found 4 coffee shops, and I also asked the lady, too, what is it on a corner or something? And she goes, yeah, it's on a corner of a block. I went uptown, there's 4 coffee shops that are on the corner of the street, and every place I went to had a girl with long dark hair and green eyes. I was sitting there going, so don't tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor, okay? But
no, yeah. Sometimes it's wicked.
No. I'm sitting there looking at the situation. I'm sitting there going, but see, it wasn't to the point where I sat down and realized that it was me, and I hadn't really determined what that was, and that was the day I actually sat down and went to my journal and actually I wasn't trying to determine, you know, like trying to manipulate the situation. I was just actually writing it down to get a focus point and say, okay, what kind of person would I like to be with? So I started focusing on, she was 5'2". She was short and petite, which that was something with me. But I was just saying, but that was actually the very first time I ever sat down and actually thought about it and wrote it down and started thinking about it, even to the qualities and say, okay, I noticed that there are certain things about relationships I didn't like in my past relationships, so I started focusing on those. What's the opposite of that? So I started focusing on the good traits. And, I mean, pretty soon I had this really long description, but I was really getting very detailed about the whole thing. And then I started noticing that instead of going out and looking for relationships, certain opportunities were coming to me. So it was so when you sit there and think about that, of focusing energy on that person, all of a sudden that energy is going out to those. It could be like 4 or 5 different people, but maybe you're in a situation where you have choices. Maybe you're back this time in your lifetime where there isn't a certain person that you're destined to be with. Maybe you're in a really good karmic that you can actually pick and choose. So
yeah.
It's just telling you that, you know, I've had readings that said that too. So if you come back this lifetime, you pretty much can do whatever you want. You're a very, 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 very old soul, which I said, I know that. Could you tell me something I don't know?
Mm-hmm.
This one guy freaked me out. He looked at me and he says, you're a very, very old soul. I said, yeah, I've been around since before time began. And the guy looked at me like, what? And I said, you won't understand it because you're just too human. But and I said, I'm not trying to be insultive to you. I'm just stating a fact. Because the thing that came to me the most was, he said, how do you deal with these humans? I said, well, won't you think about that for a minute? I've been here so many times. Eventually, because what we've been taught about progression, and as we, you know, we evolve, then I kind of came to that point of I'm realizing they're not the problem. They're on their little quest. We're all on our own quest. I was here for, you know, probably what I'm here before now. Sometimes I feel like I'm here to just go to psychics and denounce them as psychics and say, no, you're not.
Just because
I feel like some of those people have a tendency to be more hurtful than harmful. I mean, more hurtful than they are helping people,
mm-hmm.
because their attitude has part to do with it too. And if you got a cranky old psychic, you're gonna, you know, I mean, people have a tendency to walk away from those things in a cranky way too. So I told a friend of mine, I said, think about this. We're talking about the energy thing. I said, do you ever notice certain psychics are complaining all the time because of the people they work with, and they're also complaining about spirits and souls like they have a tendency to attract too. And they all have this thing about they don't have no respect for each other's space. Okay, I don't have that problem. but I also respect everybody else's faith as well. I respect everybody's opinion. I sit here and say, okay, that's great. I don't believe in what you're saying, but then again, it's yours.
Right.
It's yours.
Right.
So that's your perception. I respect that. All I ask in return is you just respect mine too. If you don't, that's fine too. I'm just saying, I hope that you do, and more likely they will, because that's how I do it. I said, because there are a few people I don't agree with, but I love listening to them because I feel like they're being truthful. And they're telling me their perceptions and what they've gone through, you know, like with their teachings and that kind of stuff. Well, we all go through different things. Maybe it just hasn't hit me in a certain way, or maybe there won't be any kind of explanation why I looked at that person, but I am listening to them for a reason. So there has to be some kind of connection going on. Or I wouldn't, paths would never cross in the first place. But
right.
Still, situation, I tell people all the time, you know, if you are attracting the same kind of spirits as you are in life, it should tell you something about yourself. And if it's something you don't like, then you need to take a look at that. But, you know, the ideal is, well, this spirit keeps bugging me. Well, you're still putting yourself in a position like you have no control over it. When you can sit there and say, leave me alone. And they go, well, how can I do that? And I said, all I can tell you is put some initiative behind it, because I have a situation where I have faith in what's around me, angels, guides, guardian angels, protection. So therefore, won't you have some faith in what you have around you too, because you work with them, but they can't do anything. From my experiences, they still have to have permission to do things for you because of free will. Yeah, so you still have to ask. And, you know, I tell people all the time that I'm confused about this situation. I said, well, won't you ask your angels to clarify it for you? And they go, well, they gave you the guidance in the first place. I'm sure they want you to understand it. So go ahead and ask them to clarify it for you. Like we say all the time, we're not saying you're stupid, but sometimes things hit people in different ways. So
yeah.
We want you to ask, and we will help you understand it, because that's our biggest thing here. We want you to use it, or we wouldn't be giving it to you. So we've had some really crazy situations of people just kind of like, they want to be victims, and sometimes we have a tough time with that whole situation because we don't want them to be.
Right.
And we know we can't step in the way, but that's the compassionate part. Can you really sit there and watch somebody hit a wall over and over and over again? So, you know, that kind of tugs at our heart, because I tell people all the time, I don't sit and tell you I'm a caring person. I love everybody. I will say I love you, I care about you, but I won't sit there and try to convince you of it. I think that if I am, it will reflect in my life. So therefore, why should I say that? That's why I have problems with certain psychics who say, I'm psychic. Well, good for you. You're good. That's great.
I usually just say, aren't we all?
Yes. And I got mad the other night because I heard this lady on the thing. I won't mention her name is because that's her opinion, but it was just the idea of saying psychics. She said it in a group thing. Psychics cannot read themselves. And I'm sitting there going, hold on for a minute. And even when she said it, and I'm thinking, I found my own birthday cake in 2 minutes. I found my own car keys. I found my own rings. I do all this and this and this and this. I said, so I can't believe that we cannot read ourselves. I do believe there are certain situations that we're in that can be a little bit more emotional, maybe relationships and that kind of stuff. But to sit there and say we can't read ourselves is kind of a contradiction of what we have, why we do have psychic ability in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't run into a wall continuously over and over again. Not to mention anything to Joe out there who wants to bang his head all the time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, when you do start listening, you do have a tendency to avoid a lot of problems.
Absolutely. It's an awareness. So,
yeah. T, I know you were saying that you really couldn't stick around the whole show, but we've been on the air for
almost 2 hours. I know, I'm looking at the clock going, I have got to get going.
It has been
wonderful being on the show, Donnie. It really is. It's a great show. I love it. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. And like I said before, I know you said you had to go at a certain time, but when we get caught up in the subjects, we have a tendency to lose track of time. So.
Yes, I did too. I just looked at the clock like 2 minutes ago and thought, you know, I really got to get going here. I got stuff to do. I'm going out of town soon. I got to pack.
No problem. It was a pleasure having you on the show too. I really
Thank
learned
you.
A lot.
It was wonderful to speak with you as well. Thank you so much for your kindness, both of you.
And we'd love to have you come back. So just let us know when your schedule's open again. Love to have you back. I think we still have a lot to tap onto. And I think you have a lot to offer. So. Oh, no problem. Thank you, and you have a very blessed year. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Take care and stay well.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was great. I wish you could have stuck around a little bit longer.
Yeah, but I learned much from her, though.
Okay.
Good. I mean,
I'm going to stop
boy,
real quick here.
You know
I'm
what like, it is, too, is energy is so powerful to me that I'm looking at everything totally different today. It's
okay,
like...
Hold on for 1 second. What I want you to do right now I have 1 hour and 11 minutes. That's 111. What I want you to do is I want you to tell everybody about you, your new show, how they can get to you, because I feel like right now is a good time to do that. The energy is really good.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to tell everybody about my new show. It's called The Adored Angel Show, and I am on every Tuesday, 8:30 to 9 o'clock. And I'm doing angel readings, I'm doing healings, I'm doing prayer. And I really would love everybody just to join me over because of the fact that what I'm trying to basically put out there is that we need so desperately at this time, there's so many of us that are in need of prayer. People need to leave their prayer requests. Really help so that others can pray for others. I'm also doing angel card reading. I've got so many different decks of Doreen Virtue, and I'm also using a Wisdom of Avalon, which is wonderful too. And I've just been learning so much, and I've been getting the calls, and I've been getting doing $10 an hour if you're a Blog Talk listener. And a half an hour, it would be $5 if you're a blogger. I'm getting a call. So it's just been wonderful to me. I've been really just been a wonderful journey that I've been able to. There's three things that I always try to put out there. You know, we're here to teach, we're here to learn, or we're here to listen. And while I'm on the show here, I'm always learning, I'm listening, and I'm teaching. That's what I'm doing on my show also. So I just really appreciate it. And they can call in at 760-913-4120 tonight, and I'm on every night. So we get to do a little angel guidance and do angel cards and have a lot of just healing going on.
Okay, Desiree, why don't you tell them the number again because you actually faded out for a minute. Your call-in number?
Sure. It's 760-913-4120. And my website is adoredangel.yolasite.com. They can email me at adoredangel@live.com.
Mm-hmm. So that number of yours was 760 913-4120.
Yes.
Okay, correct. Okay. Also, I do private readings too, so if you want to call me, my number is 937-838-6337. And you can also reach me at my website too as well, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, my number is 937-838-6337. Or my website, you can contact me through there too as well. It's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And like I'm telling everybody, I usually tell the people who call on the show that when you go to my website, you'll see at the top it says $100 for an hour and $50 for a half hour. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see where the specials are for the people who call on the show. But if you don't call on the show, you would not have that information. So don't come. I mean, I'm just saying. It's like it's one of those things to call me and say, "Hey, this is my rate." But the other thing is, when people are referred through other people who do call into the show, your rate is $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour, which is still a very good rate. That's less than half of what my regular readings are. So take that into consideration. And what we're doing here is the ideal. I guess you would sit there and say compensation is like anybody else. I'm like Michael Jackson. Okay? I have a gift just like he did. He got, whoa! Okay, Michael Jackson right there. That was freaky. What I'm just saying is everybody gets compensated in their own little way, so the idea of the whole thing is just basically saying that. Yes or gifts. We're here for a reason. This is all I do for a living. So therefore, I would like to just be compensated just so I can keep doing what I love to do. So all I'm asking for is like a group effort, and we all work together on this whole thing. I'll give you as much as I can with good special rates, and then we can work together and figure out your situation and help you out, and everything will work out fine. We'll answer the questions. We're going to answer some more questions here, too. I just want to get it out there to you guys that I'm also working with children and their parents who have children that are gifted and they're not sure about how to go about it. And we're helping them to sit down, coming up with a plan, working out where they can actually work together to be supportive of the child's gift, if it's something more. Because we actually have a couple of people out of here. Their children are actually more gifted than they are, and they're just trying to balance it out. So give us a call, and we'll work with you definitely on that whole thing and give you the tools so you can actually make that a more workable situation. And like I said before, my number is 937-838-6337. And my website is... What?
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. It's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or if you... I guess you're getting a lot of calls, too, as well, Desiree.
Right, and I want to give everybody my phone number. It's 818-200-7431. That's correct phone number.
Yes. I was going to say that myself, too. I was going to tell everybody about your Adored Angel show, to tune in there, and her call-in number is 760-913-4120, and it's on at 8:30 to 9:30 Pacific time, right?
8:30 to 9. It's only a half an hour.
Oh, okay. You should do an hour, but that's just a choice. I'm just saying you should do an hour, but from 8:30 to 9. Huh?
I would do an hour. I've got to get on that premium thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because they only give you a half hour if it's free.
Actually, you can still do that hour until after February 1st.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, check that out. I'm just saying, from what I heard, they said they weren't going to change anything until it wasn't January 1st. It was actually February 1st, from what I heard. But,
okay.
I'm just saying. Plus, you can also contact her at her private number is 818-200-7431, or contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. So let's get back to taking calls. And we really had a great first part of the show. I hope you were really tuning in for that one, because I knew I learned a lot. And what the hell just happened there? Oh, I'm sorry. What? I pushed a button or something. I don't know what happened. But Desiree's not with us anymore. I don't know what's going on. Oh, she's... okay. Well, we'll just sit here and go over some things like we were talking about before when T Love was here. I really recommend that you really tune into her show, which is called Energy Awareness. And she's just very passionate about her energy work. And I think it's something you should really listen to. I'm sure you'd learn a lot from her as well, because I know we learned a lot when she was here. And we're hoping to have her back, too, because I feel like we still have more to bring to the audience as well, and you listeners out there. So if you have any more questions about that and really want to find more information about her, just check out our show page here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm sure you'll... I thought I had the website. Anyway, I'll look that up, and if I can get that to you before we go off the air, I'll get that for you. But it's one of those crazy situations, but it's truth. Everything here is made of energy, everything. So the more you really put your energy into that and realize what's going on, the more you realize how much control you do have over the world, because you are a mixture of that energy too. That's the connection that everybody has, the most connections that most people feel the first connection that people feel when they meet somebody. So let's go and answer some questions. We said we're going to do some free readings here. So I just really wanted to get that in there, and it kind of took a life of its own. Next thing you know, we've already gone through 2 hours. So just answer some questions, huh? And 469 area code, you are on the air. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Donnie.
You sound familiar.
It's Mel.
Okay. You have to forgive me. It's been a very energetic. It's been a very energetic. I can't even say it. Energy. Yes, it's energy draining day. So.
Don't feel bad. I'm in pain and I'm still here. What? Okay, I can ask you a question.
Okay, was you just listening?
Yeah, but you picked me up already.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and ask a couple questions. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas, okay, gotcha. No. It's starting to come back, I'm swearing. You go ahead now. Oh, we cut you off.
I got two lawyers to see tomorrow.
Say that one more time because of this blipping thing.
I have two lawyers to see tomorrow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How does that look?
Two lawyers. Well, anytime you go see lawyers, you know, to me it's like, okay, which could be more of a pleasurable visit? I keep getting that the second lawyer that you go to.
Yes.
It's like, put it like this. If it was two lawyers in the same office, and the one you kept on referring to as the second one would be the one I would go with.
Okay.
If there are two
different... One at 10:30 a.m. and one at 3 p.m.
The one at 3 p.m. sounds more positive. He might sound...
I know.
And this is the way it comes off to me. He might come off as an arrogant bastard, but he seems like he's really knowledgeable. He really knows what he's talking about, and you get the job done. Compared to the first one, who seems like the first one, this is just the perception, okay? Who seems like a first-year college student.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I don't know these lawyers pretty well, but pretty much the second one had his nephew show up when I was talking to him, so it kind of made me feel more comfortable that he's family-oriented in his office, too.
Gotcha. Like I'm saying, it's just the idea of not getting confused with what arrogant means and people being confident. There are two different things. Arrogant to me is like ego. The person thinks they know what they're doing. But a person who's very confident, you know, can come off the same way, but they have a certain ways when they get into certain situations, they don't know what they're talking about. But this person here, he comes off that way when he's in the midst of battle or whatever you want to call it. He doesn't. He knows exactly what he's doing. So.
Wow.
He seems like he has a couple judges that he knows very closely, too. That don't hurt.
I hope he catches what actually happened to me, and I don't know if he's just go out there for the big bite.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No, I was sitting there looking over the thing. You said something, but I only heard three words of the whole statement. Because you're saying something about, I hope something, and then this thing is driving me crazy sometimes when we pick up certain things from certain people, and I was like, jeez, man, I know she didn't say it.
No, I said, I hope he picks up everything that I've been through and just goes for the big bite.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you go to these people, I would say when you feel really comfortable with the person, the reason you're being directed to that person in the first place, so you can actually tell him exactly everything, and you can feel confident that when you do that, that's just someone's actually listening to you. And that's why I was saying number two is, seems like that person. The first person seems like, when I say first-year college student, it's the ideal of always trying to do things by procedure. In the process of doing that, he's not listening to his client.
Yep.
Okay?
Let me give you his last name.
Okay.
Morrison.
Morrison?
Mm-hmm.
That's the second one?
Yep. And the first one is Morris.
What?
The first one is Morris, and the second one is Morrison.
Oh.
Yeah, Morrison. See,
yeah.
Because it kind of reflects that he is a family guy. Morrison, you know, the ideal. You probably see nephews and sons and that kind of thing around him. You see more of a presence of men around him as in family. I really don't feel like he has any daughters. I feel like they're all boys.
Wow.
I still feel good about the second one. I'm sorry, Desiree. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, when you do go see attorneys, because I've been through this, I don't know how many times, you're going to get a feeling, okay? And it's an intuitive feeling when you go in. We're talking about energy today. So, you're calling in to ask us for advice, and you have called in before. So you've been learning, we've been teaching, and I'm learning from you. So help us out when you do go see these two attorneys. Don't feel like you're interviewing them and not so much that they're interviewing you. You know,
which
I mean,
is the way it's supposed to be.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying,
with the situation, think about this. If you're paying them by the hour, if I'm not mistaken, when you pay someone by the hour, they're working for you.
Yes.
Sorry, Desiree.
And if you don't feel it, then you know it's not meant to be. If you're going to start feeling like this, like, yucky feeling in your stomach or something just bothers you, or they're going to give you the brush off and they're hurried, they look at you straight in the eye and they're diverting their attention and they're making you the victim, guess what? It's time to walk.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you want an attorney to be, like Donnie just said, to be working for you, to be on your side.
Yeah.
And that's important to know that. So don't get intimidated about either or. You know, you'll know the feeling. He's going with the second person, Morrison. I'm going with your feeling. How do you feel when you're in there, when you get there? Feel the energy around you when you're sitting in a reception area. How is the reception is towards you, the whole feeling. Feel the energy.
Yes.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the last lawyer that I had that dropped me, he dropped me, but I didn't ask him why. Well, he won't say why, but they know everything about my case almost. And when I'd walk in, I felt pretty eerie about it, you know, but we separated already. And his last name was Frisbee.
Really?
Yeah, so we separated. Yeah. And then after we separated, that's when the company opened up and started working with me.
Well, I look at the situation is that when that name is close to Frisbee, and Frisbees are always up in the air, so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust this man as far as I could throw him. No pun intended. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I thought the same thing.
I would just say when you walk into the second one, I'm pretty sure, because you've already talked about the situation anyway, that you feel comfortable with him anyway. And that was kind of funny. I already picked that up before you even said that and said, hey, you know something? That's a good guy. I'm just saying sometimes he can come off cold, but that's just the ideal, focusing on what he has to do. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Enjoy your evening. God bless.
Do you want me to put you back on listening or what?
Yes, I'd like to listen.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you, and we'll put you back on listening. Have a happy new year. And like I say to when I leave the show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, okay?
You say things, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, let's get back to the show, which we were just on the show, and I love having everybody a part of the show. So if anybody's out there would like to be on the show as a guest, it doesn't matter if you are a Reiki master, a psychic, say that you might be these kind of people and then you're just not a person who does it in the spotlight or well known, contact me at my number 937-838-6337. We'd love to have you as a guest on the show. It's the ideal of showing, I guess it's the idea of introducing the people out there and saying, you know, something, people do this in their everyday life. You know, some people have certain levels of doing certain things, and they're comfortable with that. To them, that's success. They're being very, very, very successful at what they wanted to do. And it gives everybody a picture that everybody has different wants and different needs on different levels. So if you would like to do that, to give me a call, number here is 937-838-6337. Or if you like, you can also call Desiree, too, as well. And her number is 818-200-7431. And we'll put you on the show with us. And we'll give the people out there to get a chance to know you as well. So think it over, mow it over. It's not one of those things where it's going to be 13 years of, success. It's just the ideal of getting out there and telling people that you're doing the same thing, but just on a different level. You might just want to do it in your hometown or just do it for yourself or your family, and that's okay. And that's success with you. I just want to share it to everybody out there as motivation to go after what they really want to do with their lives. So hopefully in the future we'll be hearing from you. So let's go into our next caller. And next caller is Holly from Seattle. Hi, Holly.
How are you?
I don't know. I'm losing my tongue. I think it just fell on the floor, so let me hold on. So how are you?
Good. I'm just doing homework with the kids.
Holly.
Oh, yeah.
You've called before, haven't you?
Yes.
Have we worked together, too?
Not yet. I got your number, but I haven't called you yet.
So what are you waiting for?
Time to myself without the kids and work and husband and,
mm-hmm.
Time.
You might want to do like I do. I do my best work after 12 midnight because everybody's asleep, everybody's doing their little thing. I can just sit here and not worry about anybody walking in. I've already had, we had a power outage a while ago where the circuit breaker blew and my mom's yelling up the stairs. She's yelling at my apartment going, "Their lights are off down here." I'm sitting there going, "Gosh, can we do this some other time?" So we had to take time and go down there, because what happened was the fuse box, I helped her paint her front room or her living or dining room.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, we couldn't get the fuse box open because it was the little thing on the little handle had gotten paint in it, so it wouldn't open up.
And it's shut,
so I was like, okay, this thing's been open before. What the heck's the problem? But,
Yeah.
So you have a question about your stepdaughter?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, she does the dreaming thing every night. She dreams with heaven. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how to say it right.
She dreams of heaven.
She dreams.
No, I know what you're saying.
Say again?
No, go ahead.
You know what I mean? Every morning she has a dream, and it's usually with people that passed over, like her grandmother,
right.
Michael Jackson, people that have died.
Does she actually pick up Michael Jackson, too?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting.
She picked up Elvis last night.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think this is just an idea, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you think she would actually come on the show as a guest to share those dreams with us?
Oh, yeah. She's only 11, but she every morning I write them down. We have a huge log of them.
No, I thought it'd be very impressive that we'd have her on the show. She can share with us, and maybe she can give us an idea, because it was like one of those things working with people, too, to give us the idea what she does. Maybe it's just the idea how she relaxes before she goes to bed, or some kind of little technique or ritual that she does herself that she's not even aware of.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, because it's not just grandma and celebrities. It's everybody. It's God, it's Mary, it's Jesus, it's Moses was coming in for a while.
Well, usually when you pick up Moses and Jesus and that kind of thing, those usually fall in the category of ascended masters. And those should be really taken really notice to, because it could be learning. There could be something that she's being taught.
Yeah.
I also feel like she gets pulled off from time to time where she doesn't remember certain dreams, because she remembers going somewhere. And I think what she's actually remembering is going off and working with the angels and almost like going to school.
Oh, that's so neat.
I think she has a really, really powerful career ahead of herself, too, that she should really consider about, which is actually one of those things we're talking about to her now. I know she's 11, but she's also very evolved, so she's not really, as in a human 11-year-old body, yes, but mentally and spiritually,
Yeah, that's what I was going to kind of ask you. Like, I've been told before, and I don't know if it's right or wrong, but she was going to be, like, an actress in that field. And should we pursue that? You know, I'm like, putting her in all these classes. I don't want to waste my money if it's not true.
I feel like the person who told you that was the ideal of what she's picking up. And someone let me put it this way. I'm not trying to be insensitive to someone, but I'm just saying what I'm picking up, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the impression I pick up with that whole scenario is the idea of someone picking up all those characters and thinking that she could actually portray those characters as an actress. Almost like saying that would be a good career for her, but not really picking up on her career per se of actually what she's supposed to do.
Yeah.
I think she has choices. I think being an actress could be one of his choices, but I also feel like it leans more toward of a service of helping other people. So she may be in a situation where she's in front of a lot of people, but it might be more in the line of workshops and lectures and teaching and working with people in the spiritual metaphysics.
Wow. Well, that'd be great, too.
Yeah, because the actress, that kind of stuff, you know, the ideal situations I've seen before, and I've seen this many, many times before, acting classes usually come in after the people have already made it to certain classes. They take the extra classes to basically, like most people do, you know, like when we're in the spiritual world, we keep learning it from other people, certain situations, certain opportunities we get ourselves into, so we're constantly learning and evolving. It's the same thing with actors, too. They want to get to a certain point, they want to keep that going. But I'm just saying, with the situation, I wouldn't recommend classes. I wouldn't recommend classes of acting classes and that kind of thing. What I would really recommend is more on the line of see how she acts with find some metaphysical stores. Take her in those stores and see how she acts with those kind of things, because I feel like she's going to really connect with those situations where she's going to put herself into those things because it's where she feels the most comfortable. I don't really feel like she would be comfortable as an actress because that's too much exposure. She seems like she's a really private person.
Yeah, she had a rough little life. We just got custody of her 2 years ago. So she had quite the rough little beginning, you know.
So do you hug her quite a bit?
Kind of the younger ones more. Do I need to hug her more? She hugs me all the time.
Yeah, you need to hug her at least 10-12. You need at least to hug her 10 times a day.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I've had two kids, and when they feel loved and they feel cared for by the physical, demonstrative, just warmth of a hug, just changes their whole energy, which we're talking about today. And it gives just validation on who they are, that they're important in life. And with your daughter, I honestly feel that what Donnie is saying, yes, take her to some metaphysical stores, see if you can. I started with my daughter with healing with the fairy cards, which are fun. And also there's the unicorn cards by Doreen Virtue. Those are fun to play with and get her exposed to that. And regarding her her career as an actress, you know, it's fun to act, it's fun to play, as long as she is having fun with it. She does not have any expectations that she has to become this person, because when children are evolving, they want to play, they want to have fun, but they don't want to have it to be said and done that, you know, this is me and that's what you're going to do. Because I've gone that route, I've experienced it myself. And so it's very important that she just has fun right now. And whatever path that she decides to choose, she'll know it in her heart. But at the same token, just allow her to be. And you're saying, when I heard you say, you know, you're putting that in all of this money in towards her classes and everything, please make sure, Holly, that when she's taking these classes, that she's enjoying them and that she is not doing this out of because you want her to do this. Because that's, you know, children will do what you'd like them to do. And honestly, where they're supposed to be at.
Yeah.
Yes, Desiree, do you have your cards with you?
Yes, I do. I sure do. I have my Healing with Angel cards for Holly.
Okay, why don't you do a full reading for her, because we really have no one else on the line, so why not give her some extra time in here and tell her if she doesn't call me later on and get a reading, I'll never talk to her again. But, go ahead and give her a full reading, because I mean, I want everybody out there to get the full gravity of your talent too, because you're very talented as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really just appreciate you allowing me to do this, because I feel like it is my calling. And I always just ask if we could just please hear, feel, know, and just hear the angelic messages that wish to come forth through myself as a vehicle, and that we allow Archangel Michael to surround us with the beautiful white light that he is, so that all of the messages that do come forth are going to be of the divine, of wisdom, and of love. So let's see what I can come up with here for you.
Plus, the idea when you were sitting there sharing those cards and stuff with us at the beginning of the show, each show we have, we haven't heard those in the last couple of days, I don't think.
What's that? The Healing with the Angel cards?
No, when you were sitting there, remember we would do a thing at the beginning of the show where you would have a message for us?
Oh, yeah. Would you like to hear our message right now before I do the reading?
I think it would actually enhance everything that's going on. Yes, I would.
We forgot about that. We were so hurried this morning. All right, let's put these intentions ahead of us, because this is really about what actually the topic is. Today is, and I would really get this, Holly, for your daughter. It's a beautiful book by Jordan Virtue. It's called Your Daily Guidance from Your Angel. It's 365 angelic messages to soothe, heal, and open your heart. And my daughter loves to read one of them per day. You just go by, today is January 4th, and it's called Set Your Dial High. You have the ability to regulate your energy, your mood, your finances, and many other areas of your life. Just as you'd adjust the temperature in your house or refrigerator by changing the setting, you can do the same with yourself. Imagine that you have a switch within you, like your home heating system, which corresponds to something in your life that you'd like to improve. By picturing yourself turning the knob upward, as you would do to control the room temperature, you send an important signal to the universe. By setting your dials up high, take charge of the situation. You decide what's acceptable, and you firmly fix your intentions in that direction. Your crystal clear decisions bring about action faster than any amount of money could buy for you. These choices are worth more than a college degree or other earthly measure of success. Clearly decide what you want and crank up dials today in the direction of your desired outcome. Your thought for today, I take charge of my life and turn up the intensity of goodness. I set my dials on harmony, abundance, perfect health, loving relationships, wonderful opportunities, and everything else that my heart desires. I follow my guidance and keep my arms open to receive. And that is our message for today. And while we had our wonderful guest on, you know, we're talking about energy, and it just resonated with me that we're talking about turning can we turn up the dial of our temperature, of our energy to be high opposed to low, and work with the energy that we have. And if you can explain this to your beautiful daughter about energy, because she's so wonderful. She wants to say, you know what, Mom, you understand what's going on with me, and tell her that you do understand, and help her so much to understand where she's supposed to go, find the right teachers, the right places, so that she can just use her talents and gifts that she's been given, mm-hmm. and do that from your heart.
Okay.
When a child plays, they need to do everything through their heart with love. And just love your children. Give lots and lots of kisses and tell them how beautiful and wonderful they are all the time.
Okay.
So let me take your card and let's figure out, we're going to say, you know, here we are wanting to know about your daughter, your relationship with her. What can we basically help you with? Because I know she really wants to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her not to fear her dreams and what's happening with her. Embrace them. Well, I have the card study. I have the card focus. And I have the card meditation. So we need to guide her, like we said, in the right places for her to go about learning what she needs to learn and for her to have fun at it, because that's what our journey is about. I always say, whatever we're going to learn and whatever we're going to study, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be hard. And all the time, we often hear the studies that we do embark on for children need to be set in a positive tone, and it's important for them to know that. And we don't want to, in a way, criticize them sparking on. So right now, that is your path, Holly. You're going to help her, and she's going to teach you. That's why she's there in your life right now. She's going to teach you beautiful things. And you're going to read and listen, and you're going to grow with her, because that's why children do come in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things. And while you're going about doing this, just continue asking your angels to help you. And when you are in a learning phase with her, you know, she'll feel a little anxious, and she's not sure, and she's going to want to test her new knowledge. And you're just there to basically embrace her and say that everything's going to be okay. The timing is everything. The teacher will come to you when you least expect it. You just have to ask for the teacher to show up. And also that when the growth happens to you, you need to stay focused and stay in the here and now. And that's why I did pull up the focus card for you. Because it all goes to play here. And while she's going to go ahead and focus, and you're going to focus on what it is that she needs to be taught, just think about all what it is, Holly. It's called what you want and not what you don't want. Please try to teach her that. Teach her to guard her thoughts carefully, just like learning today about intention. And how we are going to put those beautiful thoughts that we get in our head, and we're going to put them out there for the intention to happen. Because this is the time where it's very critical for you to allow her to learn this. Just keep on doing that every day. Whenever you do hold just a half a second of a thought, that it can transmute out there. And so you need to learn and teach your children, how can we have positive thinking and thought? And also, we just feel that we just want to just always affirm to ourselves that you always have loving thoughts and that your angels are always there as the gatekeepers to our thoughts. And so that's why you need to ask her, you know what, play a game with her, play a game with your children, and ask them what their angels are telling you. And that's the fun of it. That is really the most beautiful part of all of it, is that they're going to tell you, guess what? This is what the angels have to say. And you know what? They are so in tune. I would say just the higher source and the divine that you're going to be amazed at what she's going to be coming up with. And at the other card that I have, which was my third card that I pulled, it's called meditation. So you're going to go within and with her and teach her about meditation. And we were learning about that also today. And so start practicing it now. If you take about 30 seconds and just think of nothing and see if she can retain that. And then think about afterwards, what are the messages coming through? And you can do this together. You can do this with all of your kids. And if you can try to teach her to do this at 5 minutes in the morning when she is just waking up and start having her do her to find out that the higher source is trying to tell you what they're basically trying to tell her.
Hmm.
And what I do with meditation often is you just ask your angels a question and then listen very intently, just as you would be talking to me as you are a dear friend. And you don't have to strain when you're listening, because I'm always talking to my angels 24/7. Just always know that, teach her about breathing, and she's learning that in acting, about your breath and about calming yourself down and just relaxing. And she's in a time where there's a lot of peer pressure going on, and she is going to want to follow the crowd. And try to teach her to just own her own self instead of always following others. And also, I would say for you, is just relax your mind and make it easy for yourself to hear the answer. And you're being a wonderful mom, Holly. Pat yourself on the back for the work that you're doing with your children. You know, children, you are here for you're the support system, sweetheart. And you just need to know that every action that you make, they see that and that resonates with and so much that they want to copy everything that you are. And so you have a very powerful position right now in your life, and I want you to embrace yourself and hug yourself and love yourself and appreciate the work that you're doing, because it is so appreciative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your reading, sweetie.
Thank you. That was so wonderful.
Yeah. It's the idea of what she's talking about, the messages. There's messages in each one of these encounters and these dreams that she has. It doesn't matter if it's a famous person or a ascended master. They all have messages in them.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun way of finding those messages for her. The idea of seeing how... That's why I feel like she'll do this work. Because the more she does it, the more fun she's going to have. Also, it's more of a awareness for herself, too.
Yeah,
and being really
amazing.
Connected with herself. So, yeah. Excuse
okay.
me.
So, you want me to have her call in sometime?
Well, just call me, and you were saying something about you want to get a reading, too, right?
Yeah.
So, I want you to just call in. We'll talk about it, and I want to have her on the show. We have a 3-hour show, so it's one of those things that she can do a 3-hour show with us, or just an hour and a half, or whatever's good for you.
Oh, okay.
I think it'd be really great to have her on the show and just basically have a chance to tell everybody who she is. I think she would find out some things about herself, because you know, the idea of being an actress and that kind of stuff, maybe the person was picking up on her working in front of people. And when you work in front of people, you are a little bit different than you are when you're with somebody 101.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that. So, or you know. Right now, I'm actually booked up for the next two. I'm actually booked up to the 15th. So I was thinking about like the 18th or 19th.
Okay.
Let me see something.
Well, I'll call you like on the 17th to make sure.
Okay, because I'm in February. Jumped too much on that one. I guess I like January too well, huh? Let's see here. Yeah, see, the 18th is a Tuesday. And what I would like to do is, this might sound crazy, but I do this with everybody, no matter if you're a person who's well-known or not. You just have some kind of bio, who she is, that kind of thing, and maybe a description of her dreams and what she does. Just give us an idea.
Yeah.
And then just have her come on and then talk. She can talk for like 20 minutes. I think she, I don't think she'll have a problem with that.
No. She'll love it.
Okay.
Really, we look forward to hearing from her because I know she's going to just be able to teach so many children out there. That's what's going to be fantastic, you know. The word's going to be out for her to teach.
Yeah, and her brother can hear. I think I told him already.
Okay.
Yes, she said that in the chat room. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he hears the spirits.
Well, maybe we can do a show for, you know, have a show for either one of them. How old is he?
He's 9.
Yeah, I think it'll still be an interesting show because I think he's like one hearing and give us an idea of what he picks up on, too. It's like watching the Ghost Whisperer, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's really fun. I love it.
Yeah, she sees spirits and her friend, he hears things, and they're actually dating each other in real life. So there's a connection there, so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think it'd be cool, and then maybe we could actually have him on the show together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they could actually get along.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, sometimes in situations, people don't like to share the spotlight.
Yeah, the kids, they do get jealous.
Yeah, so you call me later and whenever's convenient for you and give me the information and stuff so I can actually put it in the show description so I know they're going to be popping in, okay?
Okay, thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Yeah.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now. Okay. Thank you. Okay, she's, oh, shoot, what happened? Oh, there we go. Don't you just love it? I was going to pop in there and see who 918 was, but I guess Desiree's in there checking it out. And so we'll get back to here. Like we said, we had the day's show was for energy. Excuse me. Which I think is very interesting, isn't it, guys, out there? We're sort of focusing on energy. We have a lot of shows calling in, that kind of thing. Because when you're doing psychic work too, it's psychic, if you read the word, psychic is, when they call it a reading, is reading the person's energy. And then you can actually do, I had the word my right there. When you're a psychic and you see the future, you're picking up the energy from that person, and sometimes you can take that energy and probe further into the future to see that person. Now, me personally, I work with my angels. So a lot of information that I get comes through my angels as what they are in the first place, which is messengers to give me the guidance. We're going to go over real quick here why Desiree's doing her little thing and tell you that we do readings on the air, but we also do private readings as well. Desiree can be reached at 818-200-7431. She does private readings. She does angel readings. She has many decks. I'm sure if you know anything about Dorian Virtue and you want to get a reading from one of those decks, I'm pretty sure she might actually have it. So don't hesitate to ask her. You can also reach her through her website, which is actually adoredangel.yolasite.com. She also has a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Adored Angel Show. And that call-in number to call her and see, you know, get a reading from her on the air as well is 760-913-4120. Check out her show. It's actually... after our show, she's on from 8:30 to 9. I think that's Pacific time. I think it's just 8:30 to 9. Because I know here it's, well, it can't be 8:30 to 9, can it? her show is on, I think it's 8:30 to 9 Pacific time. So check it out. She's on every night. That's a really great show. She's a very talented woman. If you want to reach me, too, as well, my number is 937-838-6337. My website is actually psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I also recommend that we've been talking about energy today. We had a nice, lovely guest on who actually shared a lot of information with us. Her name is T-Love, and she has a show on here called Energy Awareness. So check out her show, too. I will have to do this. On the future shows, I will get the information on when she's on and how you can reach her. But just go to Blog Talk Radio where it says search, put in energy awareness, and it'll take you right to her page. And then you can get right in there and give her a call. Because I actually want to get her call in number 2 as well. So I can give it to you guys so you can call her. Because I think the more you know about energy, the more everything kind of works more smoothly. Okay, because the show here is how to work, how energy works, and how important is it. So you can actually use it on yourself. We were talking about self-healing. Okay, so once you know all about energy, you can actually heal yourself as well. And like we were saying before, what healing is basically is introducing energy into someone else's body, but also them tapping into you like a computer. They have a damaged, they have a virus in them, so they tap into a clean computer to basically cure that virus within themselves. So it's very interesting. So I definitely recommend you check her show out as well. Let's get back to callers, and let's see what we got right now. Is we got Diana from Tulsa. Diane, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks.
So you're looking for messages from your angels?
Yes.
So my angels will tell you right now, we don't do general readings. We're really specific about what we tell people. So it's one of those things of angel readings are more of, they're always positive. It's like looking at things, and if we do pick up negative things, we always back it up with some positive way of actually making that situation more of a positive one. You got a lot of things going on in your life right now where it seems like you're making a lot of decisions going into the first of the year. You're also wondering if those things are actually going to pan out. Correct? Okay. Now, when you sit there and pick up the things, well, the one thing I pick up the most, the quickest, is a career.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, I can. The one thing I pick up the most, the quickest, is career. You're focusing on a lot of things with your career. I see. Hold up. I think we all need to take a deep breath. But it seems like you're focusing on a lot of directions with your career, because I'm trying to basically get a line on it. So it's almost like you're either thinking about more opportunities, or you have a lot of, there are certain things that are coming to you. The reason I'm asking you the question, because I'm trying to figure out if you don't have a lot of opportunities coming to you, you do. And it just hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
You're making a lot of decisions right now. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. I'm actually a supervisor, so I make a lot of decisions already in my job.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to start making some decisions that are just for you.
Oh, for me. Okay.
Because you have a tendency to do a lot of things for everybody else, and you have a tendency to forget about yourself. Believe me, I know what that means. I'm just saying, I do the same thing, but my thing is I keep forgetting to eat. And so, which is, you know, it's a simple thing that I have to do for myself, but sometimes when you sit and see these kind of situations, you look really deep into the person themselves, you'll start realizing just the idea of forgetting to eat doesn't mean, that's just a sign that person has gets himself in situations where he doesn't take care of himself. So have to take consideration of not letting work take over your life, your family, and you need to find some time for yourself. I keep getting this really strong impression you need to find at least 2 hours in the morning. For some reason, I keep getting between 7 and 7:30.
Okay.
I feel like that's the best time for you, that no one will be bothering you.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I feel like that's something you need to add to your life, but I also feel like take a week to do those things for yourself, but also after a week, you should also start doing some things for yourself before you go to bed, if it's to sit at the end of your bed and imagine to yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just grounding yourself. You know, grounding yourself, because throughout the day of helping everybody else, it has a tendency to, put you in a situation where you're not grounding yourself. So just take time for that. Anytime you want to do. I mean, someone suggested to me of sitting at the end of the bed and just imagining my feet with roots going into the ground. I've just taken it one step further because of what I do for a living. And I like connecting with people, but I like to connect with people on a more positive note. So what I do is I ground myself by using the same meditation, but at the same time I'll imagine myself attaching to other roots, and then those roots attach to other roots, where I'm actually attached to the whole world, but in a more positive way, connections and understanding connection, but also them helping them to understand their connection with me as well. So everybody's on this different kind of plane of awareness. Okay? And it's one of those things, just gradually get yourself into the whole thing. You don't have to jump into it like that with 2 hours. I mean, if you're more comfortable with like 10 or 15 minutes at first, that's good. It's just the ideal of sitting in the meditation and letting yourself go. But also these meditations are also for you to help connect you to your angels. There's a lot of, I tell people like this, you can come to me as much as you want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the more you learn how to do this on your own, the more you connect with your own angels, the more clear it is in decisions that you know. Because you can't not be in a situation like being at a job interview and call me right that moment. What should I do? It's the idea of trusting your own instincts to know extently at that moment what to do. And the more you connect with your angels, the more you meditate in the morning, and the more you connect with the world, you're going to understand that they all work together. If we could just,
that's a learning process.
What's that?
I said it's a learning process.
Yes, it is. And one of the things I can pick up with you is the idea that you're a supervisor at a work, at a job, but I feel like you've got a lot of talents of your own that you want to go out and do something with. Almost like you get the impression you're tired of making money for everybody else.
Yeah, and well, I like to help people too, so that's good.
I'm just saying, you should really take in consideration of your gifts, plus your deep-heartedness, I guess you would call it, of actually stepping out there and put yourself in a position of actually helping people. I mean, it could be something like that I do, or Desiree does, or even when we had T. Love on the show, something like that. But, you know, being a supervisor, from what I can pick up with you, doesn't really make you happy. You try to help everybody else as much as you can to get that feeling, okay, that you feel like it's a good place to be, but at the same time, you feel like you're more, because you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're a whole lot more than just a supervisor. That's just what you do. That's not who you are.
Yeah. Well, I definitely like doing hands-on, and when you talk about the healing energy, and
Yeah, it's one of those things of jumping in there and doing the energy work and that kind of stuff, but also finding your own way of doing it. You know, I tell people when I started doing this work, I was doing readings just like everybody else does, but I just came to the point where you start learning and you start really putting yourself into it, to the point where I actually asked my angels to give me certain things so I could actually be more unique. Because I felt that, like, being more unique, I could actually detail what I do to the individual who's sitting in front of me, okay? So they've actually given me, they gave me the card spread that I actually use. They directed me to the cards I use, okay? They directed me to where I want to work at. I mean, actually, the shops I've actually owned and worked in, my angels were the one that guided me to do those things.
Wow. So I like to get to that point, that situation.
What's that?
Okay, I would like to get to that point. What would it be a good resource or a good starting point for something that I could pick up on, or just the meditation?
Okay. Well, I suggest to a lot of people, you can actually call me on my private line. I can work with you as well. There are a couple of books that I actually use to start myself. You're looking for something that, because with where you work at and what you do, the one thing I would definitely recommend is to work with me. Because I like working with people anyway, because I can pass on what I've learned too as well. And I always learn something in those situations as well too. And I love those situations, because it's like I'll be a teacher for a while and then you'll be a teacher for a while, because you pick up things differently than I do. But at the same time, one book I would definitely recommend for you right now is to get Doreen Virtue's Chakra Clearing book. Okay.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Okay, it's Doreen Virtue, and her book is called Chakra Clearing.
Okay.
And what you do is you get the hard copy, okay? Because it's got a CD in the back of it. And the CDs are good, even with the idea of working people myself and teaching them all this stuff that goes on and that kind of stuff. That CD enables people to have a hands-on hand, which is what you are, where you can actually pop it into a CD player or something like that and listen it to yourself and go through the meditation, because it's like a meditation. All you have to do is really listen to it. Then after you listen for a while, you might feel instinctively to sit there and start repeating the words that she's saying to you in certain parts of the thing. And that's what it's all about, going from one point and evolving forward. And that's what's so good about that whole thing, because the prayer itself, I mean, the meditations are also actually in the book. they're in a different variation. The one on the CD, they only go over the main seven chakras, but on the, in the book, she writes the meditation is written in the book too, but she goes over the ear chakras. Okay, and for some reason, I feel like you need to really work on your ear chakras because I feel like you hear a lot more than you actually see.
Did you say ears, like my ears that I hear with?
Yeah, your ear chakras.
Oh, okay.
And you actually hear guidance more than you see it.
Okay.
And then also I would get one more book. Well, there's actually two books I would get, okay, besides those two. I would get Healing with the Angels, which is by the same lady. And then there's another book that's not by the same lady. It's the start, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This book is by a guy named John Randolph Price.
John Randolph Price? Okay.
Uh-huh. And the book is called Super Beings.
Super Beings? A-N-S?
Yeah, like Superman, but Super Beings. Like Super and Beings. B-E-I-N-G.
Got it. Okay.
Check that book out. Actually, when I got that book, I've been doing this for a very long time. I got a hold of that book, and it kind of like spun onto a bunch of other books that go with it. But I think you should start with that first.
Okay, I will.
And just like I said before, the reason I suggest that it'd be great to work with you is sometimes when you get all this up in your head, it's just the idea of taking that first step to do that. And believe me, I've been there myself. When I first started doing psychic work, I worked for a psychic line. The first psychic line I worked for, I actually stared at the phone for 3 days before I actually even logged on to even do any work. So one of those things of hesitation, and at that time, I wish somebody was there for me too. There were some people that were like motivation of saying you should do this, but it would be great to actually work with some people to work with, you know, just a little support.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so
that's great.
I say that because it's a different approach. But I guarantee you, the more you do it, the more you're going to want to do it.
Wow.
Alrighty. Desiree, would you have anything to add to that?
Oh, I sure do. I pulled three cards to her. I was going to also recommend for you to look into getting Healing with the Angels. It's a box by Doreen Virtue, Oracle cards. And if you can start working with those, that will really help you. And it's fun. You have to listen to yourself when you're doing the work here. Allow it to be as if it is a fun endeavor that is a journey that you're going on. And don't feel that this is work. Feel that you're learning and it's an exciting journey that you're embarking on because it is. The card for you is called Surrender and Release, and this is exactly what you're going through right now. There's a woman right now, and she's holding a vase, and the vase is broken. And she can either hold on to it, and you know that it's just going to keep on breaking because the water is coming out of the vase, but it's your time right now for you to basically let go. And as soon as you allow yourself to release everything that you're holding on to so deeply, it's going to be replaced with either something better or it's going to be returned to you healed. So this is something that you've been going through right now. And all you have to do is open your hand and allow your higher source and just say, come on in, flood me in with that white light. And allow your angels to come in. There's four things that I always do. Ask that your angels. So if you can just sit down, ask, then believe.
Mm-hmm.
Hear you. And then just say, no, surrender it, which is this card. Just saying surrender. And then just say thank you with gratitude that they're here for you. Your next card that you have is friendship. So they're all about being there for you. Embrace them as friends. Know that they're there for you. And just
mm-hmm.
These changes are occurring. And be honest with yourself. And just be appreciative that they're there for you. And you have friendships that no longer are based in your best interest. It's also about surrendering them and letting them go. And just know that your angels are always watching over you. And just know that you're ready to receive people in your life that are going to mirror your interests and are there for you for your ambition. And your last card is called Trust. And trust always just means to go again with your surrender and release. Know that you can believe in yourself. Stay. Know that God and the angels are with you. And again, it says ask them to help you and to lose the fears that are blocking you from enjoying the faith that you have with them. And sometimes what it is that you've been disappointed in the past and you don't know what to do. And right now they're asking you to have trust in them and just to know God is within you. Always know that. That God and your angels are outside of the box. Know that they're in you and that they're always there. And all you need to do is just to trust in them, and they'll always help you on anything that you encounter in your past. Great.
Okay. Yes. I also would sit here and focus on it too. The card I pulled out for you, the one card I pulled out was children, but I keep getting more of a being able to relate with children more. There's a really strong connection there that you should, that could be one of your directions too, of working with children with gifts like this as well. In the process, because the reason I recommended the book Super Beings, as a guy was actually writing that book, he was also learning everything in the book as well. So he was living it as he was writing it. So it shows you that in the process of being guided into certain directions, you will also be teaching at the same time you're also living it too as well. It also talks about really connecting with your inner child too. So it's like a combination of things of working and working and working. So keep that in mind as well. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, both of you. Bless you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. And you have a great year. And please give me a call so we can actually at least do a past life regression for you, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. We're having a great time here. And we're hoping you're with us, and we're all having a good time together. So we're getting down to 4 minutes in the show, and I just wanted to thank everybody for being here. Thank you, Desiree, for manning the switchboard for me and being there with your insight, too, which is very good. Also, I want to thank T. Love from the show here on Block Talk Radio called Energy Awareness. Thank her for being in the show, too, as well. I think it was a great learning experience. I love it. I just love to have her back on the show, and you know, as much as she wanted to come back. I thought it was a very, very, it was just a great connection. I think everybody was picking up a lot with it, too, and they were actually thinking about questions to ask her. So, you know, the more you know about energy, I feel like she could really teach us all that, too, as well. What is that? It's crazy, isn't it?
Now I'm going to be looking at
something
as, you know,
your mom. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So if we prefer to come back on the show. Plus, I want to thank everybody out there who's been listening. Thank you for all the callers that called in today, too, as well. And get in there and call. Like we were talking about before, the past life regressions and the past life readings, they're strong teaching tools as well. So get in there and get them. We're running that special to the end of actually, my angels are saying I should actually run that to the end of February, but I don't think we're going to go any further than February. They get that $5 and $10 special, which is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And plus with the past life regressions and the past life readings, you can also get in there with that too. But don't hesitate. I have a lot of people I work with who pay me more. So if you feel like, you know, I tell people to follow your guidance, and I just feel like it's amazing that people come to me and say, well, you know, that was really powerful and really great working with you, but I don't feel like I should pay you $10. I mean, I had a lady the other night just gave me $60 because she thought that was more of a fair price. So just go with your guidance. You know, guidance will take you a long, long, long way, if not forever down the street. So listen to it and where it takes you at, because I always said, me personally, sending out a dollar, I get back 10. If I send out 10, I get 100. If I send out 100, I get 1,000. So you see, these things are more very important. What you put out, you get back. But I always put out and get back more. And so I think it's one of the things of putting in perspective of what that means. I just don't do readings for people. I sit there until I'm finished. And sometimes that's a longer than an hour. It could be 2 hours. It could be whatever it takes. But my point is the idea of sitting down working with somebody, and I think it's the greatest gratification on the whole thing, is when I can detail the reading to the individual who's in the seat, not to a master. Okay, so thank you for joining the show. We really appreciate your support. And get in there, plus all the people that are being recommended by the people who are actually getting readings. You still get a special, too. It's only $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. When our regular readings go for $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour, so that's not even half, and you're still getting a great deal. So get in there and get those things before the end of February. I'm pretty sure you want some insights to those relationships you're in and the ones that are coming, so give us a call. Like I always say, thank you, thank you, thank you, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. So take that with you, too, as well. Tell yourself every day, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And then right behind that one, say another blessing is going to happen. Or if you want to do like I do, a $400 financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. But do it and let it go, and you'll be amazed what happens. So tune in tomorrow. We have Jacqueline, and she's an angel reader from the show Angel Whisperer, who's actually here on Blog Talk Radio as well. So tune into her show, which is on, I think it's nightly at 10, but don't quote me on that. Let me get that too for you. We'll have all the information for you tomorrow. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and you all have a good night. And I'm going to bow out and play some music for you. So, we could all sing a song if you want. Well, she's gone. So if the rest of you guys are in there, if somebody wants to say something to me, was there anything you wanted to say before you go? Hello?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that was you talking to me. I was just talking to my angels here and listening to the blessings coming our way.
Okay, why don't you give me a message? Like, will I ever have a relationship with a woman that will that be so overwhelming? It'd be like a wave from the ocean. I call it being hit with a wave of energy or love from somebody, but loving every minute of it.
I hope that comes my way. My ex-girlfriend's still in my life, but I don't know how that looks. You know.
Well, why don't we sit there and focus on how it should look, and focus on that picture that you see, so we can actually. That happened because I always say this. Don't let the world.
What it is that she's involved with someone else, you know, right now, and she doesn't want me to keep my hopes high. So if there's somebody else out there that's coming my way and that makes me happy and is willing to love only me, then that's the one for me.
I'm just saying, what you should do in a situation like this, if your girlfriend's telling you, don't wait for me, sometimes in situations of people telling us not to wait for them, They're trying to keep what's supposed to happen because they're scared of it. They're not ready for it. So you should sit there and be really strong and say right back to them, I will give up when I feel like it's time for me to give up. I never give up on anything, so therefore something plays. It's like telling the universe, I'm still wanting this, but if there's something better for me, I'm open for that too. I used to have this little thing that I did. Let me make sure I get this right, too, because I'm going to pull this book out here real quickly. Do this. Focus with your angels. And then I do this one where you can actually turn it around if you want. But I say, God, archangels, angels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide me so that I'm in the light and things are specific and accurate and brings blessings to everyone involved, okay? And then you sit there and focus on the other one, so I'm trying to find that one, because sometimes it evades me too. I think it keeps telling me I should know this. You sit there and focus, and you go, okay, I focused, I visualized what I saw. this is what I feel like should happen. I can see it so clearly in my mind. And then you sit there and let it go, and you sit there and say to yourself, or you can say it out loud. I always tell people, if you feel like you're prompted to say it out loud, then you should do that, because your angels are talking to you as well. And just say to yourself, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the good, for the highest good of all concerned. So what you're saying is, I want this. But if there's something more or something better, I'm also open to that as well. So well, that's how it works. So, and then kind of like, I know you meditate and certain things like that, but just keep looking for things to add to it or enhance it or variety or whatever it is. Because there's one here I call, my gifts, okay? And how it works here is you just say to yourself, I now call forth the quality of love. I have a list here. So what I do is I put, I'm now calling forth the qualities of love. I'm now calling forth the quality of strength. I'm now calling forth the quality of wisdom. I'm also calling on the quality of serenity. I now call forth the quality of compassion. I now call forth the quality of softness. I now call forth the quality of warmth. I now call forth the quality of clarity. I now call forth the quality of intelligence. I now call forth the quality of creativity, and I call on the quality of healing power. And if you feel like there's one that kind of sticks out more than the other, that's usually a sign of saying you should work on that one more.
Okay, but
sit there and look at yourself, too, and just say, hey, say it like this, okay? I do mine like this. I, Donnie, am deeply relaxed and centered in myself. I say it three times, three different ways, okay? So I'll say that one, and I'll say, Donnie, you are deeply relaxed and centered in yourself. And I go, Donnie is deeply relaxed and centered in himself. Do you ever notice there are certain people, basketball players and that kind of stuff, they're very professional, and they're also very successful, but they always have a tendency to refer themselves in a third person? Mm-hmm. What they're doing is reaffirming the confidence that they have in themselves. Some people say you should stop doing that, and sometimes it does get a little overbearing where they have a tendency to by doing it too much, they become selfish. So there should be a balance. That's why I suggest you do it this way, where you're saying it in three different ways. I, Donnie, am deeply relaxed and centered in myself. You are deeply relaxed and centered in yourself. Okay? You say Donnie is deeply relaxed and centered in himself. He's calm, he's cool, he's centered. And then go hug a tree. You know, people sit there and say, okay, that's kind of crazy, but they never hugged a tree before either.
Wow.
I personally, when I hug trees, I feel like there's a presence there as well. But it's also...
That's one of my friends, Judy, in Houston,
mm-hmm.
goes to a certain spot, and she meditates like that, and she's a card reader like you.
Uh-huh.
She's got a gift, and I don't know. And she goes and hugs a certain tree. Every time she loves that tree, she goes around there and hits it.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a book out there. I can't remember what it is. I don't even know if it's even in print. But I know you could probably find it at a used bookstore. It's The Seven Secrets of Success. It's a spiritual context, and it's got a little story in there about a guy who's trying to kill himself, and some old dude comes out and basically saves him by talking him and coming in and having some soup. But it goes over seven things you should do. The first thing. The strongest thing, I think, was, I'm not really sure if it's the first one, because I actually gave the book away, and I've been trying to find it ever since, but it was like the one thing in the book that came out the clearest is always remember yesterday's gone. So therefore, since it's gone, why do you let it still affect your present life? Because you allow it to. So that one, plus hugging a tree, is the process of hugging a tree is also the idea of grounding yourself, but it also shows you that when in the midst of manifestations, until you learn how to manifest something in your hands, just like saying there's money in my hands, boom, there it is, until you get to that point, anything you manifest is going to come through somebody else. So the more connected you are with the world in that kind of aspect, in a spiritual sense, it also shows you how we are connected and how we have a tendency to lose connection. So simply hugging a tree is rooted into the ground, but it's also rooted to the earth. Once you hug a tree, you're rooted to that tree, and you also understand that tree has a presence as well. You understand everything else does too. And then you start to look at those things. Oh, that tree is connected to everybody and everything. And then next thing you know, you start realizing the same thing. In the process of hugging that tree and reconnecting, you reconnect it to the world. And
yeah,
you should definitely you should definitely take that to the bank, because that is the very first time I've ever actually explained it that way in very strong detail, which just came to me too. So it's a learning experience for me as well as it is you. To do that again, I need to find a tree. So,
wow.
I'm just saying, I used to do this in Florida. Palm trees are wacky. But sycamore trees are really powerful. Sycamore trees and oaks.
I live around that area, like the Sycamore Road area, actually.
Okay, well, you should go to the Sycamore
Hill.
I warn people, the bigger the sycamore is, the more the energy. And if you've never done it before, when I was in Florida, I hugged some really big sycamore trees and walked away kind of staggering like I was drunk. And that was a lot of energy to take on at one time, so I've learned to tell people to, you know, if you want to just touch it with your hands instead of hugging it, and you kind of lean into it, or find a smaller tree. Okay, but I know I used to sit there, I used to meditate with those trees, and I knew if I was connecting with the world, that was my way of focusing on things, of relationships. So I would connect with that person I was really wanting to be with, and it could also be just simply to find that connection, to get that answer from the higher self of what's really going on, and even the person themselves. And you might actually get some answers that will help you, should I hang on or shouldn't I hang on? And you might actually get an answer that might say no, yes or no, which will help you make an easier decision. Cut loose, okay?
Mm-hmm. She was crying the day before yesterday, darling.
Mm-hmm.
What was it yesterday? My ex-girlfriend was crying. You know, she actually cried to me, telling me she loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me she was unhappy with the other woman. They argue too much, but I told her if she says she's very very financially stabilized, helping her out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that makes you happy, you know, when she's financially suitable for you right now, then give it a chance.
Those are just bad pitfalls, because you're making a decision because what the world says you should do, and what you're saying is, she needs to work on her own insecurities, why she doesn't have money, which is basically focusing on what you need to, and then it coming to you. It's keeping you there. I have the same problem. I have this girlfriend that I want to be with, and she's scared about going through with it, of making a decision, of realizing she's sorry for what she's done and what she did to me and what she pushed me away. But at the same time, she doesn't want to let go of what she has, because she thinks she has to let go. But it's like sitting down with them and going, why don't you sit down and talk to me, like, hey, you know something, we've done this before, the talking thing, we communicate very well, and you know that's why you're avoiding it, because you know once you sit down and start talking about it, then things are going to be found out. It's like with your girlfriend, she's with this woman, and what's happening here is it's crazy, because that woman, that person, keeps reminding her of who she wants to be with, which is you, and the crying part, yeah, and she's crying because she's mad at herself because she can't make that decision right now, which she knows she should. It's the same thing with, that's what I'm saying before. When I do readings and stuff, I connect with people who are going through the same things I've gone through, or there's just so many uncanny connections of seeing things through other people. And see, the point is, it's reflection. So when you start seeing these things and you start paying attention to them, they're just other ways of guiding you in the right direction, to understanding that you shouldn't give up on the whole thing, because it's just a matter of time. The same thing with say, hey, you know something? I just freaked out because I'm starting to think of myself that the situation with me and Monica is just not that far away, because it could be a point of once she does get to that realization and she's like, oh, shoot, we've communicated before, we've talked, so it's one of those things I need to sit down and talk to him. Maybe I don't have to give up anything. But the idea of security is different ways for different people of just having somebody in their life. They're content with that, even though they're not happy. They don't realize not being happy is a sign that they're not in the right place, and they're there for the wrong reasons. And we've all said that before. Most of us are sitting like we are now because we made that decision. We would rather be by ourselves than be with somebody for the wrong reasons. So we wait. We do our little things because, as a spiritual being, you're sitting there saying to yourself over and over again, the right person's coming. There's so many things showing you that. You just have to trust that. And I used to sit there and go like this, but you're more welcome to call me later. And if you want to schedule some more readings, that's great. If you just want to call and ask me a couple questions, that's great too. But what we have to do after 3 hours of being on the show is I got to go to the bathroom. So you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm hugging the tree right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when I say I got to go, I literally mean I got to go.
Okay.
I got to, for some reason I got this freaking headache on this right side. Mm.
Wow.
So I have to do my little meditations too. I'm getting to the point right now, I'm starting to do this after every show and after every reading because it just seems like it definitely makes a big difference. So if you feel like you should do the same, you should do the same thing too. When you if you're like in an argument or a fight, you just feel like you need to take that meditational time. It's more guidance of saying that they're trying to keep your body clear because something's coming up that you're going to need to do that. So they're starting it now. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not rushing you off the phone. I just know Blog Talk Radio has a tendency to have a little time limit, and we could just be sitting here talking. I'll send nothing. It's just that quick. No warning. Bye bye. You know. So
okay.
I just like I said, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to clear everything off too. And
just,
yeah. Because I got a reading coming up later on too. That lady, someone scheduled. So.
Well, I wish I had money to give to you, but I don't have any money. I mean, I'm waiting for them to send me my check. I don't know if it's going to get here when or what. I know it is going to get here. I don't know.
That's what you got to keep saying to yourself. I know it's coming. And it should. Because we were talking today on the show, I sit there and firm that cell phone. I know when I went to go get it, I didn't really say anything about when. But when I did, man, I had it by the end of the week. So,
wow.
You know, I'm sitting telling people, I said, hey, man, no money was spent, no money taken on my card. They sent me that freaking phone. I had a nice, real cell phone. It was a Razor. It was like a $320 phone. No activation fee, no shipping fees, no nothing. I checked it. I think I checked that like 6,000 times to make sure. And I'm sitting there going, the only thing I could come up with is I wanted that phone. And I got it. Now when I declared I wanted it by the end of the week, man, like right now, I just want to sit and say a $400 financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sit there and go, what am I going to do with it when it gets here? I'm going to spend it. I'm going to pay all the bills off. I'm actually going to pay everything in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sit there and pay anything I can.
Oh, did he tell you, Donnie? I had hurt myself 2 times at Walmart but never got a cent out of it. I never got a penny out of it. And I don't know what you see in that was, do they owe me money or what are they going to do?
Well, that's another thing you should do, too. You should sit there and focus on Kmart paying what I deserve. And whatever it is, Kmart, Walmart, whatever. I'm just saying, whatever it was, focus on that. Get a picture of them handing you a check. I go to Walmart all the time and say, a parking space will be waiting for me when I get there. Every time I get there, there it is. So, and
you're so funny and you're so good. You make me feel warm inside. God bless you, Donnie.
Thank you.
People judge me more on the outside, but they say sir to me because I look like a boy more than a girl.
Right.
And like you know about my history, past history, I used to be a boy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit is my spirit, and the body is the body, but
just keep being who you are, which is if you're focusing more on the spiritual self, so let go with that.
Yeah,
I'm just telling everybody. I was telling a friend of mine. I was like, it's like this, guys. I don't believe in it and that kind of stuff. But see, just because I don't believe in it doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and say, well, you should do this. Or you should change your whole thing. You should act like a woman. No, I'm never going to do that. Because you're being who you think you should be. And
I'm being me.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here saying, because people ask me, do you believe in this gay thing? I was like, no, I don't. I said, I could probably sit there and trace it back to all kinds of sources of why this and any other is. But I've also worked with a lot of people, too, as well. So I've seen both sides. So I think it's one of those things of seeing people who think they are, there's people who think they are, because I actually met some women who think they are, just because they say they're tired of dealing with men. And I say, well, it's kind of funny, you're dating men, and the men you're dating, and now you're dating women, and you're still getting the same effect. So it's basically looking at you saying what you're trying to do is attract a certain kind of person, and if you're not doing that, then you're still attracting the same person you was when you – and I just looked at him and said, you're not gay. You're not willing to sit there and look at the situation for what it really is, so therefore you run away from it and you try something different. But you're not being true to yourself either because you keep doing the same thing over and over again. And then there's other people I've met who can honestly look at me and say, well, the reason I do this is because I love being with women. Not because I hate men. I love men too. That I have a tendency to look at them in a different way and say, okay, I really don't believe in this gay thing, but this person here seems to have it down, and they seem really confident with that, and they also seem like a really, really whole person. So there's nothing, as you consider and look at it and say, okay, there's something wrong with this person, because you can't find that. They just have genuine decisions, which is really good. So I've actually seen all kinds of variations in the whole thing. So I really have a tendency to sit back and go, what's the point of even saying anything about the whole thing and just taking people for what they are? So I've lived it and lived it and lived it, so I can't dispute it anymore. There are people who are not true themselves, and there are other people that are true themselves and are still gay. So, taste their own. And it's also that one thing you've probably heard before, too, thyself be true. So you keep doing what you're doing, because it's like I would say before, like Will Smith said, you do you and I'll do me, and we'll be good. Okay?
I hear you.
All right.
God bless you. Better get going to the restroom.
Yes, I should.
I'll call in your show, and maybe I'll try to call you sometime when you're not too busy and catch up with yourself. I'll let you know what goes with the lawyer tomorrow too.
Okay, I'm just saying with you, if you want to, call in. If you do really need a reading, all I say is we'll go ahead and do the work. I just have really confidence that when you do get something, I'm pretty sure you'll pass it my way anyway. So let me help.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can help you out. I'm so sorry, I can help you out now because you just feel like a person. It's a complete circle, so I worry about it. Alrighty?
Okay. Yes, sir. Then I'll call you tomorrow and let you know what the lawyer says.
All right, cool.
I'm going to go with the second one, like you said, and just not go to the first one.
Okay, cool. That's what I'll do.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.